morning, I'm Nick Young with the CBS World News Roundup. As the fighting rages on, Americans are fleeing Lebanon, but many are grumbling about it.
We were sleeping on the deck all night in wet conditions and no food, so it could have gone better.
Brian Barry was among a group aboard a ship chartered by the Norwegian government that's arrived in Cyprus. In Beirut, more Americans are boarding a cruise ship that will take them to safety, but they're complaining of confusing directions and delays.
It's unbelievable. Kids' life are in danger.
CBS's Kristen Gillespie has more.
They've been extremely frustrated when there was no word from the embassy. They've been angry about the bombings. They've been scared. And at this point, from everybody I've talked to, they're saying the same thing. We're just happy to be on the ship and getting out of here.
I'm Dan Raviv in Tel Aviv. Israeli officials say the Bush administration has given the green light to keep attacking Hezbollah. But on this eighth day, there's an unexpected ground battle. Israeli troops crossed into Lebanon to destroy tunnels and buildings. They're now in a firefight with Hezbollah men who did not run away. Hezbollah claims two Israeli soldiers killed. Israel says one guerrilla has been killed. Israel's Air Force today bombed parts of Beirut, including trucks in Christian areas. That surprised many Lebanese. Several dozen civilians killed, wounded children seen on Arab TV. Haifa and other Israeli towns have been hit again by Hezbollah rockets. CBS's Sharon Alfonsi went to a shelter in Nahariya where one man was killed.
How many days have you been coming to the shelter?
7 days.
Inside, we met Kinneret Sasson, one of about 50 people now living underground because of the constant rocket attacks on their neighborhood in North Israel.
So what's it like at night here?
The night's long, very long.
It's hot. They have no air conditioning and no water. Sasson told us her town's been hit so many times she's too afraid to go home, even for a quick shower.
Do you feel like you'd be able to stay here for another week or another month?
We have no choice.
You have no choice.
We found our story, and as we gathered outside to say goodbye, the story changed. Nerves were shattered. After the panic passed, people went outside to see what happened. But before they got answers, a second rocket hit.
And violence continues to sweep Iraq. With each passing day, it's becoming a deadlier place. The UN says that during the past month, an average of more than 100 civilians a day were killed. The Los Angeles Times reports a growing number of Iraqi politicians are now calling the sectarian bloodshed a civil war. President Bush is poised to do what he's never done before during his tenure in the White House, to the disappointment of some lawmakers within his own party. CBS's Bob Fuss explains.
Republican Senator Orrin Hatch joined others in asking President Bush to sign the bill, saying this is no time for him to use his first ever veto.
A veto against the most highly sought after, highly praised, highly hopeful medical and health care research in the history of this planet.
But Mr. Bush has been adamant in saying this research is immoral because even embryos about to be thrown away at fertility clinics are human. And while Congress passed this with strong bipartisan support, there are not enough votes to override a veto. Bob Fuss, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
It was not smooth sailing for the Crown Princess. Shortly after the Carnival cruise ship cast off from Port Canaveral, Florida yesterday, it pitched violently to port, apparently because of a steering problem. Passenger Bob Peters says it was a wild scene.
We saw water flowing off the back of the ship from the swimming pool and heard stuff crashing. Everything in the stores is toppled, glass broken all over the place.
Several dozen people were hurt, two of them critically. The death toll from Monday's Indonesia tsunami has climbed to 531. Today there was a mass panic in the Java island town hardest hit when rumors spread that another killer wave was on the way. It's 4 minutes past the hour.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. Despite the threat of a presidential veto, the Senate votes to expand federal funding of embryonic stem cell research.
It'll happen quicker with the president's support, but all of us who are supporting this important research know that it is inevitable. It's just a question of when.
Massachusetts Democrat Ted Kennedy, opponents call the research immoral, saying it uses tax dollars to support the ending of human life. Congresswoman Diana DeGette sponsored that bill. Xcel Energy says it's restored power to all those homes and businesses that were in the dark because of the heat.
We have restored everybody who was related to the heat outages of Monday with power.
So we are still asking customers that have been without power during that time frame to give us a call if they are without power.
Tom Henley with Xcel says other outages may be related to a power pole down or some other reason. Henley says the transformers that failed during the heat are being replaced. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Aaron O'Neill with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
And boy, we've got a big problem if you're southbound I-25 trying to get south of the downtown area. Construction crew a little late picking up the cones in between Santa Fe and Broadway. And all those lanes of traffic being squeezed down into one lane there on the southbound side of I-25. Backup's pretty solid back towards Colfax. And this is also affecting the ramp coming off eastbound 6th Avenue, getting onto southbound I-25. So best advice is to stick to those side streets and trying to get onto southbound I-25 someplace after the Broadway Bridge. We're just starting now to see a heavier drive for southbound I-25 in between 104th and 84th Avenue. Still looking good for both directions of I-70 this time around. Weather for today, got another hot one on tap.
Are you tired of sitting on the sidelines, watching as others make big profits in the market and your investments just sit there collecting dust? Well, what if there was a way to get in the game and start generating real wealth, real profit? To become an active, profitable trader, regardless of your experience level or whether the market is going up or down? And what if there was a way you could do it for free? Introducing Top Trader, a proven system that shows you the tips, tricks, and secrets the pros use on Wall Street for free. That's right, free.
I continue to pull in between $7,500 and $10,000 a week.
Developed by two guys that have made more money in the market in 35 years than most of us could dream of. Top Trader's proven system gives you the tools you need to succeed and get rich.
There isn't an easier way to get rich.
Call now and we'll rush you a free CD that shows just how easy it really is. Come on. It's a free CD. 1-800-441-0277. That's 1-800-441-0277. 1-800-441-0277.
Living with stabbing jaw pain, excruciating headaches? Gamma Knife may be your option to finally get relief without surgery. Swedish Medical Center's Gamma Knife is a quick, painless procedure that targets the condition called trigeminal neuralgia that may be causing your pain. Call 720-266-4911 to find out if Gamma Knife treatment could be an option for you. That's 720-266-4911.
Hey, how's the wedding planning going?
I'm excited, but the planning is really stressing me out. Between the caterer, florist, and my mother-in-law, I'm completely overwhelmed. And what about the music at the reception?
Whoa! Just breathe, girl. Music is the easiest part. When I got married, I called Team Nickel Productions, and they did so much to help me out. They know weddings are expensive, and they worked within my budget.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Team Nickel Productions met with me in person to pick out the music I wanted to hear for my special day. They even worked with my reception location to set up all the details. And they even had karaoke. It was the easiest part of my wedding. You should call Team Nickel Productions now.
What's the number?
720-266-4918.
Call Team Nickel Productions at 720-266-4918 or click on the image in your media player. Let Team Nickel Productions provide the music for your exclusive gathering. Team Nickel Productions, 720-266-4918.
As a business owner, you know you have a good product or service, and you know if more people knew about it, your business would grow. CustomersAreListening.com makes radio advertising available to anyone who wants to tell more people about their business. We believe you shouldn't have to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars to advertise on the radio. That's why we've made advertising on the radio affordable and easy by giving you the chance to shop for radio in a no-pressure environment where you can decide how much you want to spend and where you want to spend it. We keep your costs low by offering a smaller number of commercials and letting you pick the customers that you want to reach. All you do is visit CustomersAreListening.com and pick from 8 radio stations that you think your customers are listening to. If you're ready to take your business to the next level, visit CustomersAreListening.com. That's CustomersAreListening.com.
Running a small business is like raising a child. You nurture it, giving up your time and energy just to make sure it grows and stays healthy. You sacrifice yourself to give it every chance at success. But if you haven't incorporated yet, it could all disappear in an instant. taking with it your personal assets like your car, your life savings, even your home. Fortunately, incorporating your business is fast and easy. In fact, you can do it in just 10 minutes. And there's an easy way to find out more. Just request a free guide today and learn about the wonderful benefits of incorporation from the Company Corporation. We don't offer legal or financial advice, but we have been helping people incorporate for over 100 years. Call 1-800-499-8458. Protect your family and personal assets by forming a corporation or a limited liability company. Take your first step by requesting a free guide. Call 1-800-499-8458. 1-800-499-8458. That's 1-800-499-8458.
As a business owner, you know you have a good product or service. And you know if more people knew about it, your business would grow. CustomersAreListening.com makes radio advertising available to anyone who wants to tell more people about their business. That's why we've made advertising on the radio affordable and easy. All you do is visit CustomersAreListening.com and pick from 8 radio stations that you think your customers are listening to. If you're ready to take your business to the next level, visit CustomersAreListening.com.
Start to talk to Alan O'Neill and we get his forecast. His forecast will turn out to be 100% different than mine, and he'll have his will be higher. The Iraqi death toll rises to 100 per day, says the UN. 100 people a day are losing their lives in Bush's mess in Iraq. And I had the rare privilege last night of getting together with my mother and my sister and tossing these topics around and showing disgust to all three of us over Iraq and the fact that this administration has no plan to get us out. And my sister and I came to the conclusion, and I've come to this conclusion on the air before, but we've come to the conclusion that the reason there is no plan to get us out is simply because we don't want to leave, basically. We're not going anywhere. And he's just going to, you know, George W. Bush is just going to kick the can down the road so that whoever comes in 08 has to clean up the mess that he created. And I still believe, and we'll talk about this a little bit later on this morning, I still believe that part of the Israeli Hezbollah problem going on has to do with us being in Iraq. Because Hezbollah sees the Iraqi resistance as being able to tie up the United States, so they figure, hey, why can't we do it to the Israelis? So it's a, you know, we're destabilizing the Middle East, not making it any better. We'll have General Wesley Clark on the program, hopefully, this morning. He'll be in town for Jay Fawcett, who is running for Congress, and Jay's a good guy. And Jay Fawcett is in CD5, I believe it is. Yeah, right, Congressional District 5. And he's going to Wesley Clark is going to be having a fundraiser for Jay Fawcett and speaking on his behalf. And we'll get exactly what's going to happen with Wesley Clark. We'll talk to him. We had scheduled to be on the program Diana DeGette on the stem cell research situation, but once again, Diana DeGette has told us to take a hike. My own congresswoman can't come on my own radio show, so we don't have Diana DeGette. So if we want to discuss the Senate approval of embryonic stem cell research, embryo stem cell research, so we're going to have to do it on our own. Because Diana called at the last minute. One of Diana's people called at the last minute yesterday. What time was that, Turk? It was late in the afternoon. Called late in the afternoon and said, "Oh, she's so tied up, she can't come on." So what that usually means is that she'll end up down the hall on KOA or some other bigger media outlet than us. So we don't have Diana to get this morning. But the Senate voted yesterday after 2 days of emotional debate to expand further federal funding of embryonic stem cell research, sending the measure to President Bush for a promised veto that would be the first of his presidency. The bill passed 63-37, four votes short of a two-thirds majority that would be needed to override Bush's veto. The president left little doubt that he would reject the bill despite late appeals on behalf from fellow Republicans Nancy Reagan and Arnold Schwarzenegger. A recent poll shows that 70% of the public supports this whole idea. Bush's answer to it was, Tony Snow said Bush's answer to it was, the simple answer is he thinks murder is wrong. The president is not going to get on a slippery slope of taking something living and making it dead for the purposes of scientific research. Senate supporters of the bill likened the logic to the opposition suffered by Galileo, Christopher Columbus, and others who were rebuked in their time but vindicated later. Polls, as I said, show as much as 70% of the public support embryonic stem cell research. There has been an upsurge in demand, said Senator Hillary Clinton. Support of the legislation has crossed every line we can imagine, certainly partisan lines, ethnic, racial, geographic lines. And, you know, the other thing is this kind of research is going on in Europe, and it's going on outside the United States, and American scientists are just going to fall farther behind with this. But this is a right-wing authoritarian fundamentalist president in office who is paying off the likes of people like James Dobson, Pat Robertson, and others, and paying off his right-wing fundamentalist religious authoritarian base. That's who he's really catering to, and that's who he's really paying off here. And he's threatening to veto this bill. And that's who he's really, that's who he's really giving the nod to. So I laugh when I hear the right-wing talking heads and the right-wing radio squawkers yell about how those of us who sit over here on the progressive side, that we're so radical and we're so out of the picture and we're so out of the mainstream. It appears to me that when it comes to this, we're directly in the mainstream. And we're not that radical. As I said yesterday at the end of the show to that guy who was fed up with the GOP, you know, we're not that radical. What we're talking about here in this country and what we're talking about for this country is not that radical of a plan. We're not talking about, massive redistribution of the wealth. We're not talking about, terrible, terrible changes. This administration certainly has been radical in its own way, radical on the right, on the authoritarian right, and resembles nothing of the original conservative movement as envisioned by Barry Goldwater from the 1964 GOP presidential candidate. And you know what? They're more radical than we are. 70% of the people want this done, and the White House still thumbs its nose at them because says tough luck. Because you know what? Here's the thing. They're scared of low voter turnout in November. And they want everybody in that base, of their base, to get to the polls. And that's what this is about. And it's not about science, and it's not about religion. If you want to join in on this conversation and talk about embryonic stem cell research, 303-713-7600. I've got four open lines this early in the morning. And I'd love to get some of your theories as to why Bush would veto this. 303-713-7600. Why would a sitting president with poor poll numbers veto something that 70% of the public in polls show that they want? 303-713-7600. Four open lines here.
So you're sitting at your desk, working for the man, making things happen. You're a star. Sure you are. And you deserve a new ride. Now, the boss won't be paying for those new wheels, but he won't mind you taking a few minutes to find them at CheaperFords.com. Over 800 vehicles, all makes and models, right here in Metro Denver. Domestics and imports, and always plenty of pickups and SUVs. All internet priced. Nobody's looking, so log on now to CheaperFords.com.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318.
Magic Mortgages. 0% interest. No payments for a year. Celebrity endorsements. Sound too good to be true?
It is.
Get real. Think Waypoint Mortgage, a local direct lender with real options, real loan programs, and really low rates. Helping people buy their dream home or refinance their existing mortgage is all they do. If you're stuck in an ARM, Waypoint has the lowest fixed rate conversions in the industry. Call Waypoint Mortgage today, 303-741-6800.
Give them a call at 303-761-6400, and they'll work with all major insurance companies, and we'll make sure that you won't get ripped off. And let me tell you why these guys are so great. First of all, they have a proven track record since 1994. Your project manager is with you from start to finish. They have a dedicated quality control inspector to make sure your job is done right. And most important, no payment until you're satisfied. You heard me right about that. No payment until you're satisfied. Man, these guys are so great. I mean, why would you even want to chance it with somebody else? So call them at 303-761-6400. Or go to their website, xlroofing.com.
As an AM 760 listener, you know the power of change. It's in your voice, it's in your convictions, and it's in your pocketbook. That's why AM 760 Blue Lists has been growing every day. Progressive companies all along the Front Range have been showing their support of AM 760's Blue List and joining. Companies on the Blue List include Remax of Arvada, Investment Protection Service, and Louise Aaron, Attorney at Law. Go to am760.net today. Click on the Blue List and support the companies that support AM 760.
Need the help of a personal injury lawyer? You want a progressive trial lawyer who can fight the insurance companies. Mike Turner believes in and supports this station.
Call the law offices of Mike Turner at 303-300-1661 or on the web at miketurnerlaw.com.
Interest rates are still on the rise. Refinance and lock in now at LendingTree. Hurry before rates go up any further. Call 1-800-555-TREE today. When banks compete, you win at LendingTree.com. See website or call for licensing. Equal housing opportunity.
Randy Rhodes, today at 4.
Right now, Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Whoa, a little Kinks, huh?
Got
oh, the Who.
Can't explain. 21 minutes after 6.
High today, 98 under mostly sunny skies. AM 760 Progressive Talk. We're talking about the Senate approval of the embryonic stem cell bill. And as we suspected, Diana DeGette will be on KOA, but not will not come on with us. So she goes to the right wing. And we had her booked all week. And so she goes and jumps, throws us overboard, and goes to the right wing talk station. Thank you. Well, now you want to know why progressive radio has the trouble it has and why Democrats can't seem to keep their acts together. Thank you, Congresswoman. Really appreciate it. Anyway, getting back to this whole thing about stem cell research and asking the question about why a president would veto something that 70% of the public would want to go along with, it's got to be because of his Republican base, his authoritarian right-wing Christian base that he believes keeps him in power. There's not enough votes here to override this. This affects a lot of people. Anybody who's got Parkinson's, anybody who's got diabetes, anybody who has got Alzheimer's in their family. You know, it's so sad. It's so sad to see this country fall behind and slip behind the rest of the world, which is out there doing this. And maybe there's some of you out there who believe that these embryos are humans. Even though the research that I did and what I looked at, they had no human characteristics at all. And maybe you can answer this question for me. Why are people who are against embryonic stem cell research, why are they so... They claim they're doing this for life, but what about the people who are living? What role do they play? What role do the people who play who are sick, who are infirm, what role do they play in this whole debate? I've often wondered about that. In other words, how do you make those choices about who to honor if in your heart you believe that an embryo is a living thing, a living human being? And what's going to happen to these embryonic embryos if they're not used? They're just going to go into the trash. They're going to be disposed, right? So isn't that killing them anyway? And how do you make that decision based on the decision about Aunt Polly and Aunt Polly's Alzheimer's problem? Why is there no honoring of life after a certain point with these authoritarian right-wing Christians? And I'd love to hear somebody's thoughts on that, particularly somebody who's versed in some kind of theology or knows something about the Bible. 303-713-7600, three lines open. I'd love to get into a discussion with this about you. Here's Eric in Edwards. Eric, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
How you doing, Jay?
I'm doing good. How about you?
All right. I just had a quick point to make before I lose you. I'm up here in the mountains. But I think it's all about the almighty dollar, you know. They go ahead and do this. It's going to cure diseases. Therefore, the pharmaceutical companies, the doctors, the insurance companies, George Bush and all the other ones aren't going to make any more cash. And it's my belief that they've had cures for a lot of diseases for a long time. They just ain't letting it go because of the money.
But wouldn't there be more money to be made in the development of embryonic stem cell research? Wouldn't that create more money and more of a demand for product and capital?
You can look at it that way, but if you cure it and it's no longer an issue, sooner or later down the road, they're not going to be making any more money.
You think we fear science?
I think they fear not making money. That's the problem with everybody today is it's all about the almighty dollar. You know, who can be? Hey, Bill Gates is never going to spend all his money. I mean, what do you need all that cash for?
Yeah, it's a shame that much of what this government does, if not 80% of what this government does, revolves around lobbyists and people taking money and big business. You're certainly right about that. Eric, thank you, man. Have a good day.
You too, Jay.
All right. And I wonder, do we fear science? I wonder, too, if there's some of us who are scared of science and scared of what science will produce, even though there is ample evidence that there would be new jobs and the technology would enrich our lives, not make our lives poorer. And then you have the religious aspect of this whole thing into it too, with the Catholic Church being involved, and the lines repeatedly in this country more and more between religion and state being blurred. Here's Eric in Denver, who's got a really, really, really good point. Eric, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Jay?
Yes, Eric.
This is Eric Weber from Denver, first-time caller, long-time listener.
Welcome.
So I guess my point is that with all these embryos out there that the Republicans claim that they want to save, why aren't Republican women putting up a uterus and a checkbook to turn them into actual people?
I think that's a very good point, and if there are Republican women out there who do believe in embryonic stem cell research, why aren't they stepping up and saying more? Why are they so silent?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, it's... You made a great point earlier that Republicans are great about taking care of anything as long as it's in the womb, supposedly. And then after people are actually born, they don't care about them anymore.
I wonder why that is. I really would like to find out why that is and why it works that way.
I think it's because they think it should be a situation where it's kind of sink or swim, that their job is basically to get you into this world, and then after that you're on your own. I think a lot of Republicans believe that they've gotten everything they've got monetarily-wise and status-wise simply on their own merits. But, you know, there's a lot of people in this world, in this country and in other countries, who are born without the same opportunities as a lot of these people who think that they've done it on their own merits. And there's a lot of people who they rely on to be able to... make the money that they make and everything, and they're more than happy to use these people to make a lot of money for themselves, but when it comes to actually doing something for these people who help them get to where they are, they don't care.
So they don't care about kids, and they don't care about those people who suffer with diseases. Even though these embryonic stem cells would be destroyed anyway, they still don't care, so they hang on to this perverse idea that these things represent life and that they're living human beings, and that therefore they can't be used scientifically. So we sit absolutely scientifically still, helping no one, while the rest of the world outpaces us.
Exactly. And you know, it's not a culture of life, it's a culture of greed.
Yeah, I wonder what the Catholic Church's take is on this, though. I wonder why they're so against it.
Well, you know, I think it's because it all goes back to abortion.
Yeah, they link it with abortion.
Absolutely.
Do you think that this embryonic stem cell research stuff, do you think that this is another shot in the culture wars?
Absolutely. I mean, I think that's exactly how they're trying to use it. They realize that if they can kind of turn this into an issue where an embryo becomes a human being, then they've got a new tool, a new stick to beat people up with on abortion.
Yeah, it'll be very interesting to see with 70% of the people in favor of this whether it works or it doesn't work. Just before I let you go, just out of curiosity, what's your take? Do you think it hurts them or helps the Republicans?
I sure as hell hope it helps them. Hope it hurts them. Sorry about that. I mean, I'm not tired of dealing with things where the issue's just twisted around to kind of pervert it into something that it's not really has nothing to do with the issue, which is they seem to be masters at that.
Yeah, they do. Well, let's hope it backfires on them. Hey, Eric, thank you, man. Have a good drive.
You too.
Okay, thanks.
Bye, Jay.
All right. A couple of lines open now, 303-713-7600. We're talking about embryonic stem cell research and whether this is a culture war issue, whether this is going to hurt or help the Republican Party, considering the fact that 70% of the people in this country want this to happen. The whole idea that they seem to be very, very concerned about life before it is conceived or even before it's born, but as soon as it's out in the world, then they want nothing to do with it. Why is that? Just a whole myriad of questions here, and a couple of lines open at 303-713-7600. Right now it's 6:30 at AM 760, Progressive Talk, Aaron O'Neill. I bet you my forecast is lower than yours.
I bet it is, too. What you got for a high?
98.
I have 99.
Oh, by 1 degree, that's no big deal.
We're getting better here.
We're getting a little bit closer, aren't
we? That's right. That's
all right. How does I-70 look this morning?
I-70, well, not too good if you're westbound I-70 approaching Sheridan. Have an accident. A couple of cars. One went into the wall there, so you're going to have the left side of the highway blocked up. We aren't quite backed up to Federal yet, and we see more of that traffic in the eastbound lanes heading towards the downtown area anyway. So do count on a little bit of a backup there, but it's the southbound I-25 drive across downtown where we're dealing with the big problem, which is construction that was late picking up this morning. It was supposed to be wrapped up by 5:30, and we're going on an hour now. Still have the right lane coned off, southbound I-25 between Santa Fe and Broadway, and we're still backed up, although the traffic jams are getting a little bit better, busy from just after Colfax down to the scene of the construction. Then no problems as you continue your drive down towards the Denver Tech Center, getting busy for 270, southbound I-25 off the north end, and southbound 225 starting from Yosemite. Weather for today, highs reaching up around.
For the first time ever, get thousands cash back instantly on any used vehicle. Now at Freeway Ford and Longmont Ford. That's the power of T-Rex. Get 2,000 cash back in your pocket. Or use it as your down payment. Any used cars, trucks, or SUVs.
There's hundreds.
Our used inventory is out of control. So you'll get 2,000 cash back instantly.
It's true. Put 2,000 cold cash in your pocket today.
Freeway Ford, I-25 in Evans, Longmont Ford, 3rd and Alpine, or cheaperfords.com.
Stories that affect you and your family. Keep it right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
I work all day, Dr. Phil, and okay, fine, I guess I'm sort of a homebody, so I feel like it's really never going to happen for me.
Look, love is not like the pizza man. Hi, I'm going door to door looking for a life partner. Not going to happen.
Dr. Phil is now on Match.com. His insights inspire millions every day and help them find love. Now with our free starter kit, you can see if we're right for you. Visit Match.com, the number one site for love.
6:33, 33 minutes past the hour on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Rocky's Auto's got the largest selection of clean, late-model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado. Over 500 good-looking units on the lot, and they're matching down incentives going on right now up to $1,500, which means you save big bucks. And they've got great people to wait on you, too, like the Alshear brothers and Spanky and Fred Labrato and all the gang in Rockies. Over 100 employees that are dedicated to making your buying experience one of the best. Mary and I have been buying from them since 1997, and I'll tell you, we have had nothing but just great experiences out of Rocky's Autos. And Rocky's family-owned and operated, been that way since 1982, going on close to 25 years here along the Front Range. And they're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. until 9 p.m., but if you come after 9, they'll stay and they'll take care of you and you'll be fine. You can check them out online at rockysautos.com. Check out the inventory. Pre-qualify for a car loan. Ask for Steve. That's his bailiwick. And also, see their TV commercials and read about their business philosophy. There's just no better place to go buy an automobile than Rocky's Auto. Someday, we are not going to burn on fossil fuels. You know, someday this is going to be over with. But until that time, if you need a car, if you need a second car, if you need a car for the family, the best place to go to get the best bang for your buck is Rocky's Autos. They're just good folks. Check them out at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
Hey there, it's me, your house and resident siding know-it-all. Look, I don't know if you've noticed, but I'm a wreck. My siding is splitting. It's faded. And see these? They're warped pieces I've had since the Carter administration. Listen, do us both a favor and visit the experts at the new James Hardy Siding Center. James Hardy Siding is superior to wood and vinyl, and it comes expertly installed by James Hardy's own installation teams. From start to finish, the James Hardy professionals handle everything, so we get complete replacement siding peace of mind. I'll bet that's why it's on over 4 million homes across America. Show me you care. Call the James Hardy Siding Center, and I won't ask for anything ever again. Except maybe that cute little addition.
For the complete replacement siding solution, call 1-866-3-HARDY today and ask for your free at-home siding evaluation and get up to $2,000 off installation when you schedule your reside by August 15th. Some restrictions apply. Call 866-3-HARDIE or visit JamesHardySidingCenter.com.
Hardy built, Hardy installed, Hardy guaranteed. James Hardy Siding Center.
Fighting for the little guy. It's the big guy, Jay Marvin, on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
No, it's 6:36.
Wishful thinking.
I'm getting a little out of control here this morning. 6:36, 36 minutes past the hour. High today, 99 or 98, depending on what you want to believe that it's going to be. And mostly sunny skies, and it's good to have you along this morning. We're talking about the Senate approving the embryonic stem cell bill and trying to probe and get questions here about the authoritarian radical Christian right and the GOP and the whole idea. And, you know, I've thought about this from A to Z. I really have. That they have done such a great job of marginalizing us over the last 31 years that, you know, we're radical here, we're radical there, we're radical this, we're radical that, we're that. And you know what? When you sit and think about it, we're more mainstream than they are. 70% of the people in this country don't agree with the president. 70% don't agree with him. We're more mainstream than him than they are. Our views are more mainstream. We want a more mainstream life for our kids and our families. We really do. Let's go to Ron in Loveland. Ron, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Good. I had a couple comments and questions about this stem cell thing. My first one was, do you know how Wayne Allard voted on that?
No, I don't. I have to go look it up. I don't know. I don't have any idea.
I tried to look it up last night, and I couldn't.
Yeah, I couldn't find it last night either before I went to sleep.
And I'd be really interested to know how he voted. And that kind of leads me to my second question is, it would be really interesting to know if there's five or six senators out there who might have been somewhat on the fence and if they received enough calls or emails, you know, from voters out there that they might be persuaded to override Bush's veto, because I really believe that if he wants to hand the Senate his very first veto, I think the best thing we the people can do is turn around and hand him his first override.
Well, it's the House is where you would have to go. The Senate approved the measure unanimously. The House, 273 to 154 votes fell, 12 votes short of the two-thirds majority required for passage under the rules. The House could try again to pass the bill on Wednesday by a simple majority and send it to Bush for his signature.
Oh, so it would be representatives that we'd be contacting if we wanted to, I mean, if he vetoes this, what's the next step, basically, that we should be working on?
But you got to get the Congress, you got to get the Senate to override his veto.
Well, right, and that's what I mean. I mean, if there's senators out there that since 63 senators voted for this, if there's, you know, four or five more that we could persuade to turn around and override his veto, You know what I mean? I mean...
Well, I mean, yeah, I think he can get out there and try to do that. I think he can try to make it happen. You're going to have to find out who voted against it, and I...
Right.
I hope Allard's not one of them, but we'll see. Nothing that he would do would shock me.
Yeah, and my other comment was, you know, as far as Diana DeGette goes, I'm trying to give her the benefit of the doubt here.
Yeah, we hear now that she may come on, that she may find the time.
Oh, good. Well, my thought was that she probably figures that most of the listeners at this station are already intelligent enough to be on the right side of this debate, whereas if she goes on somebody like some station like KOA, she might be able to... you know, talk to some people who, you know, again, might be on the fence and can be persuaded to rethink this.
I wonder if there is anybody listening to us this morning at this early hour who is against this.
I would, I kind of would be surprised, Jay, because it's, you know, Bush is really bucking the popular opinion and intelligent. You know what I mean? He's so lame.
Or at least I would love to get somebody who would explain, who could call up and explain to me in a rational manner why they would be against this, instead of an irrational manner with sloganeering. Just explain to me why it is that these people who seem to be so concerned about life that they don't care about life beyond a certain point.
Well, I think, you know, the sad thing is that for the most part, at some point down the road in their lives, they're going to be confronted with a situation similar to what Nancy Reagan found herself in, and then they'll know. And then they'll know that they were on the wrong side of this. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know. You know, I don't know. I can't make that prediction. I don't know about how people react. I don't know how they feel.
I don't know either. In Bush's case, I don't think he's bright enough to... Have you noticed that? I mean, you know, just look at the buffoonish behavior he's been displaying at that G8 summit. I mean,
well,
the guy...
He is a buffoon.
He is. And one real quick thing, Jay, on a side note, have you heard that? I heard this last night on the Majority Report, that Ned Lamont commercial.
Yeah, I've heard his spot.
The one for Joe Lieberman, or I mean talking about how Joe Lieberman is, you know, the disclaimer, the medical disclaimer
right.
ad about.
Right.
That was hilarious.
Yeah, it is hilarious. Good for Ned Lamont. All right, Ron,
yeah.
Thanks, man.
Thanks, Jay.
Okay, take care. A couple of lines open at 303-713-7600. Is there anybody listening here this morning that doesn't support this, that doesn't support embryonic stem cell research? Or maybe you know somebody who doesn't, and maybe you can explain it to us. And also you can explain the contradiction of life in that people who are against this claim or hide behind the mantle of life. But then what about after the child is conceived? Then if you care about life, why would you, for instance, sit back and allow kids to have no health insurance or to many of them to live in abject poverty and you just wouldn't care, or even you wouldn't care about adults? I mean, how does that translate out? Here's George in Inglewood. George, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi.
Hi, George.
I'd like to go back to Tony Snow's statement.
Oh, yeah, about it's murder?
Well, it seems... I think he said killing something that's living... So it sounds like he's referring to this embryo as a something, which to me is very weak.
Yeah, the only quote I have on it is, the simple answer is he thinks murder is wrong, said White House spokesman Tony Snow. The president is not going down the slippery slope of taking something living and making it dead for the purposes of scientific research.
Something, he's calling the embryo something living.
Right.
Okay, here's what he really wants to say, and he, for some reason he's too cowardly to say it. He wants to say this is a human being.
Right.
And
yeah.
I actually agree that it is. It is life. It is a living thing. And it can't be anything else other than a human being. However, the Constitution doesn't talk about human beings. It talks about persons. And that's why this is such a difficult issue.
Well, how can it be a human being? I mean, it doesn't resemble a human
being.
Well,
I think we define...
It doesn't have any of the properties of a human
being?
Well,
it does. It does have the DNA property, which is I think that's the essence of what a thing is. Although you could say an acorn...
Has DNA.
Becomes an oak tree, but you wouldn't call an acorn an oak tree. So there's a continuum that's very difficult to understand there. But let me tell you, I grew up Catholic. I know a little bit about this. This is the Catholic position, that only God controls human life. This is why for Catholics, artificial contraception is a mortal sin.
But what happens, and of course the Catholic Church has kind of a mixed bag on this, so you can't really accuse them, but I'm talking about people who follow that logic. What happens to them after the so-called, I mean, when life is produced, and babies are born, why then do they cut loose of their reasoning about that child, about it being life, and then it needs to be preserved, and then they go into a mode of survival of the fittest and cruelty?
Well, I think you're misrepresenting most of them now. I think
I'm not saying the Catholic Church. I'm saying a lot of the supporters of the quote unquote pro-life movement do very little, have a tendency to be very conservative in their legislative viewpoints.
Right. I think that's mostly true. Many years ago, they were shamed into that by people saying what you're saying. There are now. I think they're doing a lot more to help babies that are born. I know that Charles Chaput, the Archbishop here, would not agree with you that we should abandon.
Well, I wasn't including totally the Catholic Church, because the Catholic Church the Catholic Church works on a number of very good charities, and the Catholic Church happens to be one of the organizations that gets up on Capitol Hill and lobbies for the poor. But I'm talking about a lot of the Catholic Church's followers, and I'm talking about a lot of people outside the Catholic Church.
We'll name somebody.
Who would allow, for instance, the majority of the GOP, who would, for instance, has no problem with the fact that there are kids in this country who have no health insurance.
So you're saying, let's say Rick Santorum, he's a very conservative Catholic.
Can you use him?
Are you saying he votes for legislation that abandons children?
Yes.
He does. Yeah.
Yeah, go look at his voting record.
Well, I guess as sort of a libertarian, I'm sort of a libertarian, so kind of a liberal libertarian, left libertarian. I would say that he would probably vote on that, saying nobody's saying don't help babies. He's saying I'm not going to take your money forcefully to help babies.
Yeah, but on the other hand, he'll take money from corporate America and enforce their
agenda. There's no question he's a hypocrite. But let me also say that.
Let me say this to you. If you value life, you value all life. Whether that life is 6 months old, whether that life is a year old, whether that life is 10 years old. And as long as we in this country have children who do not have health insurance and do not have medical care, then we're living an immoral life.
I agree. I think children are, we should take care of children. And if the parents can't do it, I think somebody else has to do it. And if nobody else will do it, then the government needs to step in for children's sake. But there's an interesting talking about life, and I know that a lot of you're right. A lot of Christians. Now I'll go to Christians.
All right, hang on. Let me take a break, and I'll come back to you. Can I hold you over?
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Let me put you in the phone zone, and we'll come back. All right. It's 6:47. 47 minutes past the hour here. AM 760 Progressive Talk. Look for the high today to get up to around 99. Plenty of sunshine, and it's going to be another hot one, and it's good to have you along here.
Sir, what would you do without glass?
Well, I'd be picking a lot more bugs out of my teeth.
And you, ma'am?
I'd be able to walk around naked all day. Woo!
What do you like most about glass?
I like how you can see through it.
And you?
I like how it holds beer.
But as everyone knows, glass breaks. And when it does, call Shock Glass at 720-266-4914. They're the insurance specialist and will handle all the paperwork for you, home, auto, or commercial. When glass breaks, think Shock Glass at 720-266-4914.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly. And most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-771-1875. You can even customize your building. You select the size, you select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-771-1875. Call Anthem Steel today, 1-800-771-1875. That's 1-800-771-1875.
That's 1-800-700-4876.
If you're going to internet date, I think you have to be a little careful. I learned the hard way. I had an online romance with City Boy 284 for 7 weeks. We shared our innermost thoughts, our fantasies, you name it. We were so nervous to meet, so we just kept putting it off. 342 emails later, we decided to meet at a sushi restaurant downtown. I walked in, looked around, and I saw him sitting alone.
The thing about someone's story, you want it to keep going. Drive the safest car you can. Volvo for life. As part of Volvo's year-end sales event, this a new XC90 V8 all-wheel drive for $389 a month for 24 months. $3,904 due at signing. Taxes, title, registration fees extra. Call 877-24-VOLVO for details. Visit your Denver area Volvo retailer before this lease offer ends. Speaking of endings, hear the rest of the story at DenverVolvoDealers.com.
If you're a business owner, the thought of building a new facility can seem overwhelming. If you need to build your dream on a limited budget, call Anthem Steel for a pre-engineered steel building that will save you time and money. Working with Anthem is an easy and fast way to get the warehouse, manufacturing, or storage space you dream about. Call 877-98-STEEL. Ideal for churches, gymnasiums, or to store all those toys you've accumulated. Don't just dream it. Build it. Call Anthem Steel today. 877-98-STEEL.
Hi.
Hey.
I really need a manicure.
Whoa.
I know.
What happened?
I broke this nail on macaroni and cheese.
Macaroni?
This one on a brownie.
Brownie.
The pinky nail was from a scrambled egg.
Egg.
Still scratching your dishes clean after they come out of the dishwasher? Cascade 2-in-1 Action Packs combine the scrubbing power of Cascade with the grease-fighting power of Dawn. So even sticky food won't stick.
I broke the pinky nail on lasagna. The thumbnail on a scrambled egg.
Maybe you should eat out more.
Cascade 2-in-1 Action Packs. Dishwashing that's truly automatic.
This is Ed Schultz. Keep it locked on to my buddy Jay Marvin. And then stick around for me from 1 to 4 p.m. right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
I like to play along. 6:51, 9 minutes away from 7 o'clock. High today, 98. Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Diana DeGette will be coming on the program. She's not going over to KOA. She's going to be here when she can get out of her caucus. And we may only have her for a few minutes, but we'll have her on. Okay, let me go back to, is he still there? Because I was going to hold him over. George, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
All right, finish your point.
Okay, well, I was watching, we were talking about life after birth. By the way, let me tell you, my brother works for a thing called Catholic Answers.
Right.
And they had 5 non-negotiables for voters last presidential election. And they said, you cannot vote for a politician who advocates any of the following: abortion, embryonic stem cell research, human cloning, euthanasia, and then they threw in gay marriage.
We should lift their tax exemption.
Strange. Well, I get they don't. They're not advocating a particular person.
Well, you don't have to. I mean, yeah. that's like saying I can only buy an automobile painted red, made in a certain year, made in a certain country. Yeah. I mean, come on.
They might have had an effect, actually, because it was distributed. I even saw a pamphlet here. They're in San Diego, and I saw a pamphlet here.
Yeah.
But let me tell you about this later in life. And this is a very interesting thing I saw more of a Christian, general Christian thing, not specifically Catholic. But they had a Daystar special. This is a network, a Christian network. And on it was Gary Bauer, Pastor Hagee, very conservative, and Tom DeLay. And I only saw Tom DeLay, really. And plus a Democratic congresswoman from Las Vegas, and I don't remember her name. Apparently she's Jewish. But they're very supportive of Israel. They had a big, I think it's an Israeli flag in the background, huge. And but Tom DeLay really was interesting. He says, because they're saying no ceasefire. George Bush is saying, we don't want a ceasefire now, maybe later. And Tom DeLay was saying, this is correct. We don't want a ceasefire. We don't want a peace process, which I guess means we want a war process. Now, this is Christian thinking. We've already had, like, over 200 people killed.
Authoritarian, fundamentalist Christian thinking is very, very hate. And look, it always needs a couple of things. It needs to have fear to work on. It needs an enemy and hate to work on. It needs those things to work on, and it needs authoritarian, submissive followers. And there, my friend, you've described the GOP.
Well, I guess the only thing I can think that they're, or the only way I can think that, it makes sense at all would be, in the long run, they need to kill a bunch of people, and, you know, kind of like, what was it in Vietnam? Destroy the village to
They have to have an enemy. They have to have a boogeyman. They have to use fear in order to manipulate the public.
They might replay that. I've only gotten antenna, but it's a Daystar network, and it was a Daystar special. They might replay it. It's very interesting to watch these guys. And why they would put Tom DeLay on, who's on, I believe, going to trial.
Because, right. Well, because. I mean, they have no scruples. Read John Dean's new book.
Yeah,
all right, George,
that.
I got to go.
Okay, bye.
Thanks. Let's go to Peggy in Castle Rock. Peggy, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay. How are you?
Just fine.
I just wanted to say that why should George Bush change anything now? He has been such a loser. He hasn't done anything right up till now, up till his appointment by the Supreme Court. Why change?
Because you're headed into the mid-year elections, and this is an unpopular move he's going to make?
Yes, but you know what? He doesn't care because he's only really thinking of himself. He certainly isn't thinking of the public, let alone
his own
party.
He's thinking of his base, and I wonder if it'll help him, and I wonder if it'll end up paying off for him in November.
But I can't help but think his base isn't as many people as the rest of us.
No, it's only about 30%.
Exactly. But you know what? He's not going to be in power anymore, so what does he care? And also, I'm a big believer that people really only react and do things when it affects them. Is there anybody in his family that has Alzheimer's or Parkinson's?
No, not that I know of.
Well, I agree with you. So therefore, hey, what does he care? Nancy Reagan's probably only for it because of Ronnie. So that's what I'm saying. People will react and do things when it so affects them. And it doesn't affect George, does it?
No, he's not removed from it. You're right. He's removed from most things.
Exactly. And he's a loser, and he will continue to be a loser.
All right, Peggy, thanks.
Thank you.
Okay. Let's go to Brian in Boulder. Brian, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jay.
Hi.
The abortion pro-life thing, that's a real hard deal, but what I wanted to say is another thing that those people often ignore, not always, but most times, is they're not doing anything on capital punishment.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Usually they support it.
Yeah. So, and I...
Isn't that a contradiction?
It is to me, you know. Our friend George said something about God could, you know, only God or whatever, and I'm, you know, I get a little uptight about religion and got my own thoughts about it, but anyway, if you're going to support, you know, pro-life, well then, keep the lives, you know, jail those people, but don't kill them. And I guess that's all I got to say.
Well, it's an interesting thing that they, and I would love to talk to one of them about this, the fact that, yeah, what is the difference, if they consider an embryonic stem cell to be life, what's the difference between that and a guy sitting in a maximum security prison on death row?
Yeah.
I mean, without the circumstances and without all of that, what is the difference? I mean, it's still life. So isn't all life life, or is some life more important than other life? How do you work around that?
And there's a percentage, it's very small, but there's a percentage of lifers that really turn themselves around. The most recent is the gang member out in California that was killed. You know, he said, "I don't want to get out of jail."
Oh, Tookie Williams.
Yeah, you know, there was a case, and there's other cases like that.
Well, you know, I really would like to find out what's on these people's heads. I would really like to find out how they put these contradictions together. Hey, man, thank you, Brian. Great call. Thanks. Appreciate it. Really would love to find out where they're coming from. All right, I don't know if we'll carry this into hour two or not. Maybe we will carry it into hour two. Because you know what? I still have a lot of unanswered questions about this. 303-713-7600. And maybe you know somebody, or maybe you are, just happen to be going down the dial and catching us. And you are on the side of somebody who believes that embryonic stem cell research is what the president believes, which is murder. And maybe you can explain the difference between that and, say, a serial killer. All right, we'll continue here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you.
Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, tot lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid 400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's ENGLEHomesColorado.com.
Hotel disclosed after booking. All bookings final. Rate subject to change in availability, not including tax recovery charges or fees. Guaranteed details on site.
AM760. Not just talk. This is where progressives come to talk. Dave Hazy and Thornton Denver Bowler. And online at AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Dan Raviv. In Israel, the north of this country is under attack. So are many parts of Lebanon.
Air raid sirens and more scrambling civilians began the day in southern Beirut as Israeli airstrikes battered Lebanon for an eighth straight day. It was just the latest in a number of attacks on both sides this morning.
CBS's Lee Cowan in Beirut. To the south, something new, a ground battle right on the border. A few deaths reported. CBS News chief foreign correspondent Lara Logan drove to the frontier.
There's been constant firing here for the last few hours as Hezbollah fighters have engaged the Israeli army in a significant gun battle on the ground. We've also heard Israeli heavy machine guns, and there have been mortars incoming from the Hezbollah side as well as rockets.
More than half a dozen Israeli towns have been hit, some houses on fire, civilians wounded. While in Beirut, CBS's Elizabeth Palmer reports around 900 U.S. citizens are expected to leave soon on a chartered ship.
Americans who registered to sail on her got the call this morning to go to a staging point near the U.S. Embassy in Beirut with their bags and their documents. And after the necessary paperwork, the embassy organized buses to bring them down to the port.
I'm Dan Raviv in Tel Aviv. Now with more CBS News, Frank Setapani.
Here at home, President Bush is set to veto a bill that would boost government support for embryonic stem cell research. CBS's Bob Fuss tells us he'll be able to make that veto stick.
The Senate passed the bill with 63 votes, and it passed the House by a wide margin, too. But neither body has enough votes to override a presidential veto. President Bush has never vetoed a bill before because the Republican Congress has always backed down when he opposed them. But emotions run high on this issue, and politicians here are looking at polls showing overwhelming public support for a bill to increase research that could lead to cures for diseases that touch virtually every American family.
Opponents object to the research because it involves destroying human embryos. Well, if you smoke, don't even think about lighting up in a hotel run by one big chain. We're live with CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnetto.
It could cost you a $300 cleanup fee if you sneak a smoke at Marriott hotels. Starting this September, no smoking signs will be put up at all 2,300 hotels Marriott runs, including Courtyards and ritzy Ritz-Carltons. It's by far the largest anti-smoking effort of any hotel chain. The company says more and more incoming guests are complaining about cigarette smell.
3 days after an earthquake triggered the Indonesian tsunami that killed well over 500 people, tall buildings are swaying again. Reporter John Agliondi is in southern Java.
There was another earthquake that was initially measured at 6.1 on the Richter scale, and it's very much a case of many, many aftershocks. The air is still very unstable, and people are very jittery.
The east is enjoying cooler weather, but the break from the heat comes at a price. Powerful storms last night cut power to hundreds of thousands of homes from Pennsylvania to Vermont. Lightning killed a Detroit woman. S&P futures are up 2 points. This is CBS News.
How hard can it be? You put up a sign, you just wait for the offers to roll in. It becomes a second job.
Getting the house appraised and the comps.
The money that you think you're going to save, you end up losing.
I've bought and sold homes before, and now the first thing I do is call a realtor.
Realtors have the experience to price your home so it can sell for up to 16% more than selling it yourself.
Using a realtor is a smart financial decision.
Get the facts straight about selling your own home. Talk to an agent and be sure to ask if that agent is a realtor, a member of the National Association of Realtors.
It's way too risky to sell your house on your own.
The world changes. The economy changes. Your life changes. And as they do, there's something that doesn't change. The commitment we at UBS feel toward each client. A commitment to offer reviews of your portfolio, to assess your financial goals, and to provide solutions that help you manage all the changes. Wealth management from UBS. In a changing world, an unchanging promise we call you and us. Member SIPC.
Rocky Mountain CyberKnife. Visit RockyMountainCyberKnifeCK.com.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. The hot sun is back up for one more sweltering day. Meteorologist Nick O'Kelly saying we'll hit 99 at DIA today, the ninth 90-plus day in a row, but that will be the breaking point, a high of just 89 in Denver tomorrow. Big changes in how voting will be conducted in Denver this November. Joe Chiaro reporting.
No more precincts in Denver. Instead, 47 vote centers will be open, allowing people to vote anywhere they like. You'll just need a photo ID and be registered to vote. There will also be new voting equipment as part of a federal mandate to create paper records of the votes and make voting more handicapped accessible.
The new touchscreen voting terminals will give voters a paper record of their choices, much like an ATM machine. The Senate votes to expand federal funding of embryonic stem cell research. That bill now headed to President Bush for a promised veto. Colorado Senator Ken Salazar says he wishes President Bush would take a second look. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Aaron O'Neill with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
In southbound I-25 this morning, one of our worst drives right now from 112th Avenue down through 84th. We're backed up. And then you catch a little bit of a break and stop and go traffic from 58th. Getting across the downtown area, earlier problems with late construction cones being picked up are now cleared off in between Santa Fe and Broadway. Looks like we got a problem down in the south end of town. If you're eastbound C-47, you're going to hit backups approaching Broadway. There's a bad accident at the end of the Broadway off-ramp, and we're seeing that ramp back up onto the highway. It's a little bit slow on that drive across Highlands Ranch. Southbound 225 backed up from Parker Road, making your way down towards I-25. An accident in that backup, too, right around Yosemite. Those vehicles are off to the shoulder. Weather today, highs up around 99 with a few scattered afternoon showers. We've warmed up to 71 already. Maren O'Neill, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Todd Helton says take the freeway to Freeway Ford, and right now get your choice of a brand new out-of-the-box F-150 or 4x4 Ranger.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you, and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing lists you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-339-1267 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-339-1267. 1-800-339-1267.
Life before it's conceived, but after it's conceived, it's like everybody go their own way, and who cares what happens? And it doesn't make any difference what happens. It doesn't make any difference whether it happens to kids who don't have any health care, adults don't have any health care, quality of life. All of those things seem to go totally down the drain. 70% of the people polled. 70% of the people polled favor embryonic stem cell research. Which puts us on the right side of the issue in respect to the American public. I mean, I think morally we're on the right side of the issue, but it puts us on the right side of the issue with respect to the American public. Meanwhile, they sit at all of their, you know, talk stations and they yak over there about how we're evil, we're out of the mainstream, how we want to you know, destroy the country as it is, how we want to do this, how we want to do that. One key that you have to realize, one key that you've got to understand, and I keep saying it over and over again, and I got out of the John Dean book. So if you haven't read the John Dean book about conservatives without conscience, read the book. Is one of the things they have to have is they have to have fear. And the other thing they've got to have in order to function, these authoritarian right-wing people, is they've got to have fear and they've got to have an enemy. And we're the enemy. You and I are the enemy. We're the enemy. We're the people they have to hate. We define, their hate towards us defines them. And they are out of the mainstream. We're not out of the mainstream. But for years what we've done is we've allowed them to say that we're out of the mainstream. And so there is a certain amount of people out there who believe that we are out of the mainstream, when this is an example of how we are not out of the mainstream. They try to cast us as being immoral, as having moral relativity, as if anything goes. I say having children in this country that do not have health care, that's immoral. That's wrong, and it's not an American value. And they're in the middle right now of running this values campaign. Flag burning, gay marriage, Pledge of Allegiance is another one. Where I would like to think we're talking about real moral issues here. All right, let's get back to the phones. We go to Wendy and Greeley. Wendy, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello.
Hi, Wendy.
Hi. On that stem cell issue, I think the real hypocrisy of Bush can be illustrated. I used to work in a laboratory, research laboratory in a large university, and what happens to those petri dishes when the donors sign off on them, number one, it's very expensive to keep them year in and year out. If the donors decide that they no longer wish to keep them, then they stack them up on a big stainless steel sink, and when they're partially thawed so that they can dump them, they dump them into a garbage disposal. I would like to know where Mr. Bush stands on that one.
Yeah, I'd love to ask him the same question.
Yeah, I mean, they're simply destroyed. If there's any chance of biological contamination, then they're put in an autoclave, which is like a big pressure cooker. They're destroyed. With no good coming out of it, they simply are destroyed. And you know his stance on it being murder to use them to some good end is just the height of hypocrisy. He's just an idiot. I mean, he's really awful.
They're out of the mainstream.
Yeah. Well, that's
you know
the
this
right
country this country is being run by radical individuals. With the radical agendas.
There's one other. You brought up the issue of values. There's one other thing. In the flag code, and there is a law that was enacted. There is no enforcement in it, which they could put enforcement in if they wanted to. But in subsection 116F, it states that when a flag is no longer in shape to be flown, when it's ragged or dirty or whatever, that they should be honorably destroyed, preferably by burning, and I'm quoting that. So this is already our United States code law.
Rather than confronting the difficult things that are facing this country, this Congress, GOP-dominated Congress, wants to get into a values deal.
They're counting on people being ignorant, never looking up anything for themselves. They're counting on that.
Yep,
and that
follower.
Really irritates me.
Yep, that's right. Submissive authoritarian followers. You got it. Wendy, thank you. I appreciate the call.
Okay, bye.
All right. One line open at 303-713-7600. Dan in Denver. Dan, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
Hi, I agree with the last caller about them, or what you said about them keeping people ignorant. We hear from this, what I call the reactionary Christians, far, far right.
Yeah, the right-wing authoritarian Christians.
Reactionaries. We always hear from them with gay marriage and all this stuff. They start quoting and foaming at the mouth. They quote Leviticus, hard and strong. But there's a lot of other things in Leviticus we never hear about. And specifically, to the stem cell research, the definition of life. In chapter 17, verse 11, God is talking to his people, and he says, this is what life is. These are the acceptable sacrifices to me. It must be alive, okay, where they slaughter animals and whatever. But it has to have life. And then he goes on to define life as life is in the blood. Life is in the blood. If there's no blood, there's no life. Embryos, now, and I don't remember if it's 2 weeks or 3 weeks, but blood doesn't enter the embryo until that time. So up until that time, it's not an abortion, it's not life, it's not anything. It's just there. And I get real tired of these reactionary Christians who start quoting Leviticus on things and then don't read the rest of the book. You never hear about redistribution of wealth. You never hear about, you know, all of that stuff that Leviticus talks about if it doesn't suit them.
Well, there's all those quotes in the Bible. What is there, like 18, 20,000? I don't remember how many of them that have to deal with the subject of the poor.
Right.
And these people never talk about that. I mean, Pat Robertson or James Dobson would never sit in his weekly address and go through any of that kind of stuff.
Well, no, that's all New Testament stuff. They always head for Leviticus. But even at that, they don't ever read the whole book. Life is in the blood. There is no blood. There is no life. And I don't understand why they don't, you know, follow their own teachings. This is the Word of God to them, and they're ignoring it.
Yeah, and you know, I have to say this because somebody's going to take this the wrong way. We are not attacking Christianity as a religion.
No.
We are only talking about extreme, authoritarian, right-wing Christians who are the ones that currently have a chokehold on the Republican Party and that have pushed the Republican Party in a radical right position that puts them out of the mainstream with most of America.
That's right, and they don't even understand their own teachings. That's the point. They're just, you know, foaming at the mouth.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a shame. And I would love to ask, what is the difference between, what's the difference between a fetus and somebody sitting on death row?
Well, there isn't really. One other point, the Catholics, you're right about them. They're all over the board on stuff. But at one point, when they had a discussion about what life is, several hundred years ago, and I don't remember the conference that it was, Nicaea or whichever one, they defined life, and the Pope came out, and I believe he spoke ex cathedra, which means infallibly, that life begins on the 40th day of gestation. So I think they need to address these issues before they go off and redefine life.
Yeah, I think they do too, and I think it's time that that we turned around and forced some definitions out of them and held them to accountability.
Right.
Because they are, once again, I'm going to say it all morning because it's true, they are out of the mainstream of this country. They are out of the mainstream of this country, but right now they're sitting at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue and they're in the Congress and they're driving this country, which is one of the reasons why, that's one of the reasons why we desperately, desperately need a change in November on the way things go. Thanks for the call, man. I appreciate your time.
You're welcome.
All right.
Bye.
By the way, speaking of the radical right, Marilyn Musgrave's second effort to pass a constitutional amendment to ban gay marriage fell short. Two-thirds majority needed to pass on Tuesday. Aw, Marilyn Manson Musgrave. But with a 236-187 majority backing the measure, nine more than in 2004, Musgrave and other House Republicans called the outcome a victorious defeat and vowed to resurrect the amendment next term. Not if Angie Piccioni has anything to do with it. Marilyn Manson Musgrave. So here we are. We've got this conflict going on in the Middle East. We have health insurance problems in this country. We've got education problems in this country. We've got a deficit in this country. We've got high gasoline prices in this country. Gee, should I stop? We've got a war in Iraq in this country where now the UN is reporting that over 100 Iraqis a day are being killed. And Marilyn Manson Musgrave is so in touch that she's working on a gay marriage amendment that falls short. Way to go, Marilyn.
You don't don't like to think about it or plan for it, but you may one day need the help of a personal injury lawyer. When that time comes, you want a progressive trial lawyer. Mike Turner believes in and supports this station. With years of personal injury experience, Mike Turner fights corporations and insurance companies for real people every day. He's a trial lawyer and proud of it. Mike Turner is a progressive lawyer who will fight for you.
The law offices of Mike Turner, 303-300-1661, or on the web at MikeTurnerLaw.com.
You may be sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day, the night, the next plane flight, job interview, or social event. Maybe you'll have a drink. Maybe you'll take another pill. Maybe you're so anxious and depressed that you just really can't help yourself. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? Anxiety and depression are two of the most common reasons people take prescription medication, abuse alcohol, and make excuses for why their life isn't working. This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence and dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that could help you get your life back. You want to feel better. You just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself.
For your free tape that could change your life, call 1-800-446-3886. That's 1-800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886.
Online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Model used cars, trucks, vans, minivans, and SUVs in all of Colorado. They've got virtually everything out there. Ford, Chevy, Dodge, Nissan, Toyota, Honda, Saab, Pontiac, Volkswagen, and a whole lot more. Plus, friendly people out there to deal with, like the Alshire brothers, Tom and Marv, and Fred Labrato, and Colby, and just great folks working out at Rockies. They're family-owned and operated, been that way since 1982. And they're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. until 9 p.m. But if you come after 9, they'll stay and make sure that things are fine, so they'll take care of you. And you can check them out on the Internet, too, at RockiesAutos.com. Pre-qualify for a car loan, which cuts down on paperwork time. Plus, see the inventory, so if you see something you like, then you can get the process rolling. And check out their TV commercials and their business philosophy. Rockies Autos, can't say enough about them. Mary and I have been buying from since the 90s, and they really, really, really are good people and have really been good to me and been good to Mary, and they'll be good to you, too, because that's what they're all about. There's over 100 people working there who are dedicated to making your buying experience a good one. Rockies Autos, located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76 and just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
There's only one thing sweeter than the luxury of a four-star hotel, knowing that you got it for a two-star price. After all, there are deals to be had, and why shouldn't you have them? At Hotwire.com, we guarantee the best deals on three- and four-star hotel rooms. How do we do it? Hotwire.com has special deals with three- and four-star hotels. When they have unsold hotel rooms, they give them to Hotwire.com, and we give them to you at prices lower than any other travel site, guaranteed. Like four stars in Denver, Travelocity price $139, Hotwire.com price just $93, or four stars in San Francisco, Orbitz price $149, Hotwire.com price just $94. Log on to Hotwire.com now, because a few $100 saved on your hotel room is a few $100 you can spend painting the town. Hotwire.com. Live large. Travel smart. Hotwire's booking process differs from fixed travel sites. Exact hotel disclosed after booking. All bookings final. Rate subject to change and availability, not including tax recovery charges or fees. Guarantee details on site.
Grease up those bike gears and get ready to ride with the bus. Join AM 760 Progressive Talk on Sunday, September 10th for the 4th Annual Buffalo Bicycle Classic. Choose from 5 different routes through scenic Boulder and Larimer County. And enjoy a post-race celebration, including entertainment and a pasta buffet. Proceeds raised will benefit the University of Colorado College of Arts and Sciences Scholarship Fund. For more information and race day details, log on to am760.net.
Three, 23 minutes after 7, high today, 98. or 99 if you're Aaron O'Neill, and it's going to be nice and warm today. It's good to have you along here. We have General Wesley Clark coming up next hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk, and we're expecting to hear from Representative Diana DeGette at any time. We're talking about the embryonic stem cell research struggle and about the authoritarian religious right and their take on it. And let me go to Steve in Aurora. Steve, you're on AM 760. Good morning. Steve? Steve once. Steve twice. Steve Areno is history. There's one line open at 303-713-7600. Raina in Centennial. Raina in Centennial, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, how are you?
I'm doing good.
I was just driving back from working out, and I was listening to your show, and I wanted to talk from the Christian perspective, and you are right. They have a hold on the people. I'm a Christian, but I don't go along for all of the garbage that they...
Well, you're not an authoritarian, right-wing Christian, is what you're saying.
Well, you know, I would definitely consider myself conservative, but I don't think I fit along with those party lines anymore, because the sad but true thing is that group of people are for sale, and they'll sell themselves to the highest bidder as long as you play the game they want to play. And I don't even think these people really even care about their constituents. They just want people to believe one thing, so they can be so far out there that there's never any compromise in this country. And that's the sad thing is that I think that they want so much conflict that if we actually sat down and looked at the real issues, okay. So they say that stem cell, you know, is abortion and so bad. But in the same hand, they'll send our 18-year-old children over to Iraq to get their heads cut off. So it doesn't make any sense. If you're against death, then why are you so for a war that is doing absolutely nothing but causing more problems?
Because don't some of these people feel like this is the key to the end times, and that
yes,
this is the final showdown?
Yes, I do hear people say that, you know, and oh, you know, we have to fight, we have to do this. But what exactly are we fighting for?
Well, I mean, that proves my point that they're more out of touch than we are. I mean, they accuse us of being out of touch, but they're the ones that are out of touch. And what we're fighting for is a presence in the Middle East, is what we're fighting for, and an expansion of the American empire, as envisioned by Cheney Wolfowitz, Douglas Fife, and George W. Bush. That's what we're fighting for.
You know, and the sad thing really is that these people are one-issue voters. They are. And I can say that because I used to be one of them. I voted for George Bush because he was pro-life. And I don't want abortion to happen. You know, I don't like abortion, but I've really woke up to what's happening in the world.
People
are one-issue voters. That's the thing. They get them on one issue,
but
and they don't get anything else.
But I don't think anybody likes abortion. I don't think anybody celebrates abortion. I think there's ways to get around that by making sure that a woman doesn't have to get into that position where she has to make that tragic choice.
We can't support that kind of funding, Jay, because then we're promoting sex. See, it doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't make any sense.
You don't want there to be abortions, but you're not going to do anything to prevent. You don't want to do anything to prevent
any kind of family planning.
Exactly. You know, and it's like, okay, so, and then not only that, you know, they hate abortion, and they, you know, okay, we can't have abortions. They have all these babies. I mean, we have all these babies, and what happens to them, Jay?
Yeah.
They end up in foster care. They end up with mothers and fathers who are 15, 16, 17 years old, druggies. They get left in trash cans. It's like, okay, so put your money where your mouth is. How many children do we have in the state of Colorado alone in foster care? Alone in foster care. It's pathetic. And, you know, the sad thing is that we're not talking about killing babies who are 3 months in utero, 3 or 4 months in utero. Or, you know, we're talking about cells. They haven't even, like the man before the break said, they don't even have blood yet. We're talking about healing people who are already here. Let's worry about the people who are already here. I mean, can you imagine the difference if we actually had stem cell research that were made in Christopher Reeve's life?
Yeah.
Or you know, all these people, you know, not even Christopher Reeve. Look at all the people who have spinal cord injuries from, you know, drunk drivers driving down the road. These people don't care about the people who are already here. It's pathetic.
It is pathetic. No, it is pathetic. So I take it you would never vote for anybody like Bush again.
No. He's worthless. It makes me really sad. And the sad thing is that people, good, God-fearing Christians like myself, who really do, who don't live that way, and who don't, we all get lumped into that one category, just like all Democrats or all liberals get lumped into
whatever
category.
That's why I keep saying right-wing authoritarian Christians, because I'm trying to I'm trying to unlump people, and I'm trying to point out a specific strain of Christianity that holds these views, that is very authoritarian, that has ideas that, gays and women are second-class citizens. Mm-hmm. And, you've been through the mill. You know the whole story. And that's why I'm trying to point it out that way, as opposed to taking on all of Christianity, because there are progressive left-wing Christians out there as well.
Yeah, and I would consider myself one of them. And you know what? I can tell you this much. I can tell you thank you very much for doing what you're doing, because there are a lot of people, and I started listening to progressive radio about a year ago, and I was just blown away. And I really do like your show, because you make the distinction. Because there are a lot of people who get so fired up who don't make the distinction. Just like there are a lot of people who are Christians who think, oh, well, if you're liberal, I don't tell people my views, my political views, because I would be a leper.
Well,
I mean, I don't just like go and start conversations. When there are conversations, I will put my two cents in, and they kind of look at me like I'm psychotic. But it's like, you know, they're brainwashed. That's the sad thing is, Jay, is that these people that, you know, are brainwashed. They've been brainwashed from a very, very small age.
Right, yeah. It usually starts in the family.
It does. And so if that's all you ever know, but I can agree with that to an extent, but you have to have your own mind and check things out. That's the problem, is people don't use their mind that they were given to say, okay, this kind of sounds retarded. It doesn't really sound like it really fits with what reality is, so I'm going to look into it. But they don't encourage looking into it, because they want you to have the same frame of mind. And I'm not talking about this from an outsider's perspective. I'm talking about this from my own life. I know what it's like to step out of the box and say, okay, I want to look at what reality is, and what reality is and what I've been taught, there's like a huge difference. And it's really sad. So a lot of these people really do mean well. It's just they're so afraid to step out of that box, because your whole life
is
around this.
Somehow we got to get them out of that box.
We do. Hey, and you know what? It's people like you, Jay, because you're doing the right thing. You are making the distinction, making people not feel so attacked. And that, you know, you keep up. If we had more people that talk the way you do, people would get their point across, because I really do think that you're on the right track. So thank you very much for making the distinction. I appreciate it.
All right. Well, thank you for being part of the program, and God bless. Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Okay. All right. Very nice call. 7:31, 29 minutes away from 8 o'clock, and she's one of these people that I'm talking about. I mean, she is not part of the authoritarian Christian right. She is part of the mainstream Christian movement in this country. And that's what we're talking about. And this whole embryonic stem cell thing is Bush's position is out of the mainstream. 7:32, 28 minutes away from 8 o'clock on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Aaron O'Neill, they got those cones picked up on 25 yet?
Oh, you bet they did.
Oh,
boy, they
man, but they were late, weren't they? They were late in getting them up.
They were a little over an hour late getting those cones picked up, and really made a mess out of that South Bend I-25 at Drive. It looks like things are starting to get back in their normal patterns, where we have the slow traffic from 112th to 84th, and then stop and go from I-70 down through Spear, again from Colfax, as you work your way down through the bridges towards University before it starts to pick back up. We're also starting to see North Bend I-25 get busy, approaching 225 up past Yale. Big closure down to the south, though. It's that exit ramp eastbound C-470 to Quebec. Big multi-car crash there. They're going to be working with for a while. We are seeing some delays along that C-470 stretch anyway, from Kipling around the corner to Wadsworth. And again, approaching Broadway, getting out towards Quebec, you have to use Santa Fe or University if you need to exit off the highway there. Getting busy now, too. Eastbound Highway 36 from after Sheridan down towards Pecos. Weather for today, another hot one. Highs up around 99, maybe a few scattered afternoon showers again. Right now, we've warmed up to 74. Maren O'Neill, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Support provided by Key Bank. Reaching financial decisions is easier with Key on your side. Wherever you're going, Key helps you find the best routes to getting there, one smart step at a time. Find the best routes with Key Bank. Key. Achieve anything.
AM 760 with J. Marvin. Mornings at 6. At 10 a.m., it's Al Franken. Ed Schultz at 1. And Randy Rose at 4. Get the real story on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Now you'll have to replace that window. What about that old, ugly patio door? Now's the time to replace your windows and doors. Pella Windows and Doors is having a Windows Your Way sale. $500 off any installed Designer Series patio door with the purchase of four installed Architect Series or Designer Series windows. Pella's number one brand, professionally installed, beautiful, affordable doors and windows. For a free home appointment, call 866-635-5281 or visit Pella.com.
Here are some money-saving travel tips from the experts at discount travel site, Hotwire.com.
One of the best-kept secrets of summer travel is taking a big city vacation. While everyone else is heading to the beach, bargain-seeking travelers should consider a city break escape and visit museums, parks, and nightlife in America's great cities. You'll avoid crowds and sticky sand. Plus, you can cool off in air-conditioned rooms at four-star hotels with top-notch amenities ranging from spas and pools to fine dining. Big city hotels offer significant savings to travelers during summer months. Because they rely on business travelers for capacity during the week, weekends mean deeply discounted rates to fill those unsold rooms. By booking on Hotwire, you can find four-star hotels in many cities like Chicago, Boston, Los Angeles, and Washington, D.C. for around $100 per night, and you can save up to 60% off published hotel rates. Then you can use the money left over to enjoy all the city has to offer.
Aspen Goodyear. Best pricing on tires. Colorado's largest and friendliest independent Goodyear dealer. Aspen Goodyear. Matching all prices plus free alignment when you buy four tires. Aspen Goodyear. 303-771-9800. 771-9800.
Please stay tuned for an important message from Ancestry. Thousands of documents detailing family histories are available to the public. To receive a free family history report revealing some of this fascinating information, call 1-800-700-4876. This free report may contain facts tied to your family name. Again, thousands of historic family records are now available to the public free of charge. To request your family's free family history report, call 1-800-700-4876. That's 1-800-700-4876.
Interest rates are still on the rise. Refinance and lock in now at LendingTree. Hurry before rates go up any further. Call 1-800-555-TREE today. When banks compete, you win at LendingTree.com. See website or call for licensing. Equal housing opportunity.
What the right wing fears the most. J. Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Time.
Anger. He smiles. Tallying, shiny metallic purple armor.
Oh, I love this. This is such a great Hendrix song. I like to play the whole damn thing.
Her fiery green dye stares at the grassy ground.
Boy, now, you know, I don't have the background of a saint or an angel. And this reminds me of the days when I used to have weird tastes in my mouth. Strange visions of the Pacific Coast Highway. If you get what I mean. Oh, how un-American. Love. Turn that up, man. It's so good. You know, isn't it sad that the little progressive talk station plays better music than the big FMs in town? The middle part of this song is the best part, though.
My yellow in this case is not so mellow. In fact, I'm trying to say it's frightened like me. And all of these emotions of mine keep tolling me from giving my life to a rainbow.
Good stuff. All right. Good stuff. Wish you could play the whole thing, but we're not a music station, unfortunately. You just happened to... What got into you that you just happened to drag that out, knowing that I like it so much? Since you've been on one of your streaks where you won't... John Turk's been on one of his streaks where he won't play anything I like lately. That he just tries to play whatever he can. So are we waiting to hear from Diana DeGette? Is that what we're doing? While I'm being stranded here in the middle of with you again? Or can I go to another phone call? We're going to have Dinah to get in 2 seconds, and then we'll go to more phone calls. That's why we had to get out of Jimi Hendrix. Otherwise, I would have played the whole damn thing. Of course, I would have ended up in management's office, and they would have said, what do you think you're doing? This is a talk station, not a music station. And I have a hard time finding anything on the dial, music-wise, to listen to. But we're in the middle of a stem cell research debate, and the embryonic stem cell research debate. And once again, as I said before, polls show that as much as 70% of the public support the embryonic stem cell research. So once again, you know, the Republican Party and the GOP and the authoritarian wing of the Republican Party runs around and tries to characterize us as being out of the mainstream, not good for America. And once again, we show that we are in the mainstream, that we represent mainstream American values, and if anything, we've allowed them to categorize us to, you know, to push us into that position. Let's welcome to the program Representative Dinah DeGette, my congresswoman, I'm proud to say, and good morning, and good to have you on.
Good morning, Jay. It's great to be with you again.
Well, we're mighty, mighty proud of you in the district and the whole state of Colorado and the whole country's proud of you. And if this gets vetoed by President Bush, what's the next move?
Well, they're planning to bring it to the House for a veto override vote. I think it'll be difficult to override the veto. We would have to get, we had 238 votes in the House the first time, and while we may get a few more, we would have to have 290 votes to override it. So it's an uphill battle, but I'm willing to fight that battle. I tell you, I think it's just outrageous that the president would use his first veto. He's signed 1,600 bills. I mean, he's signed bills to name post offices. He's signed bills to fund the war in Iraq. He's signed bills to increase the federal deficit. But his first veto is going to be a veto of a bill that could affect tens of millions of American lives. So I just think it's a really bad priority. What I'm going to do, assuming the veto override fails, I'm going to start trying to attach embryonic stem cell research to any bill I can that moves through the House, like appropriations bills and other. You know, people say to me, are you sorry this issue will be dead? This issue won't be dead. This legislation will pass. The only question is when and how long will it take?
Will it have a better chance, do you think? Would it have a better chance, do you think, in November if we can get the 15 seats we need in the House?
Oh, yeah. I mean, if the Democrats win control of the House, Nancy Pelosi has told me one of the things she will do in the first week, in her first week as Speaker of the House, is bring up the bill again and try to, I guess we'd have to go all the way through the process. But the more pro-stem cell candidates get elected, the better chance we have of passing it. I don't want to have to wait till after Bush is out of office to make this happen. Because around the world, researchers are getting excitingly close to some breakthroughs, and they could really use help from the National Institutes of Health.
Did you even get a chance to talk to the president about this? I know he sent you a note and your co-sponsor a note saying that he was basically too busy, but did you ever get a chance to talk to him or anybody close to him about this?
No, they wouldn't talk to us. My Republican co-sponsor, Mike Castle, and I sent the president a letter in June. We got wind that this vote might be coming up in the Senate, and we said, you know, before you think of vetoing something like this, Mr. President, we would request the opportunity to sit down with you. And last week, just the day after his political advisor came to Denver and said the president would veto it, we got a letter from the White House which said the president was too busy to meet with us. So, you know, ironically, he's too busy to meet with us, but Friday of this week, the president is coming to my district to have a fundraiser for Rick O'Donnell, the Republican candidate in the 7th Congressional District.
Yeah, why doesn't he meet with you then?
Well, it would be a little too late. I think he's going to veto the bill this afternoon.
He's going to do it as early as this afternoon?
They have this, Jay, they have this thing on a fast track like you would not believe. They realize that it's a political hot potato for them. I was on the Senate. They had three bills in the Senate. The two, what I call them the fig leaf bills, the bills that they want to give the president cover with, and then H.R. 810, the real embryonic stem cell bill. So they were having the three votes. They voted on the first bill, and they started the vote on the second bill, and the cloakroom clerk came running out and said, Congresswoman, you've got to get to the floor immediately. So I literally ran over to the House floor from the Senate. They were already bringing the bill up. They had just passed the first bill, And they were, and minutes later they brought it up for vote. They must have been on roller skates to get it over from the Senate to the House. Of course, they had a second, fig leaf bill, the Santorum bill, which would have directed the National Institutes of Health to do this other kind of research that doesn't exist. And we killed that bill last night in the House. So at least we slowed them down a little bit. But I mean, they've just been trying to jam this through as fast as they could.
70% of the American public favors embryonic stem cell research. Isn't this putting the president and his party out of the mainstream?
This is putting the president and his supporters in his party, because many Republicans do support embryonic stem cell research. But it puts the president and the other opponents of this research, not just out of the mainstream, it puts them on the far, far fringes. Because many prominent, Nancy Reagan supports this research, Senator Frist supports this research, Orrin Hatch from Utah supports this research. And so this is not some wedge partisan issue. This is something, as you said, 72% of Americans support, including self-described pro-life Republicans.
Who is the president who is he talking to? Who's he speaking to here?
What he thinks is that this will help to gin up the religious right for the election, the midterm election. But what I think is that it's going to backfire very badly, because the mainstream of America, people who are dealing with diseases like Parkinson's and diabetes and Alzheimer's in their own family every day, are going to wake up.
Oh, did we lose her? We lost her. We lost the phone feed. All right, that was Representative Diana DeGette. She was speaking outside the cloakroom there, or she was speaking outside the caucus room, I guess, and we lost her. And if she calls back, tell her that's fine. And we thank her for being on the show. She believes it'll backfire. Do you believe it'll backfire? 303-713-7600, two lines open as we continue the debate. And we'll take a break, and we'll take more of your phone calls coming up here about embryonic stem cell research. And thank you to Representative Diana DeGette, my congresswoman, for being on this program. And you might want to call her office and give her a big round of applause and thanks for being courageous and trying to shepherd this bill through, and also for getting on the progressive radio station and talking to us first, because that was awful, awful nice of her. She's very, very busy. All right, it's 7:46, 14 minutes away from 8 o'clock. I got two lines open at 303-713-7600. That's the next question I'd want to ask.
It's your life. It's your choice. If balance in your personal and business life is important to you, maybe what you're looking for is staying home and loving it. Work from home with a successful team with a passion for what they do. They'll supply you with the free training needed to work from home and be successful. Staying at Home and Loving It is partnered with an over 20-year-old company making a difference. With no large investment, request info today and ask about the half-off July enrollment. Call 720-851-9637 or go to homefuture.com.
5 out towards I-270, Boulder Turnpike, if you're headed towards Denver, is getting a little sluggish from just after Sheridan down towards Pecos. Ramp closure still underway, eastbound C-470 to Quebec with a big multi-car. You have to use Santa Fe or University. Backups for eastbound C-470 start approaching Broadway. Weather for today, reaching a high of 99 with some scattered afternoon showers. We've warmed it up to 74 now. I'm Aaron O'Neill, AM-760, Progressive Talk.
Randy Rhodes.
And the president and Blair are having lunch with the other members of the G8. He was in front of a live mic and didn't know it.
What they need to do is get serious and get health problems. Stop doing it.
Oh, golly gosh. Just call him up and tell him to stop this. Stop it. Stop this. I want World War III, and this is just a bunch of. Mr. President, what about the swearing?
I thought you asked about the pig.
Oh, for Pete's sake.
Randy Rhodes. Weekdays at 4. On AM-760, Progressive Talk, the Army National Guard.
I'm Lisa Mendez. Being in the National Guard and having a community to protect is a great feeling. There's actually two reasons that I joined. One is because the great benefits. Then I also joined because of my family. I'm defending my country. They will teach you to be a stronger person, and that's one reason I joined. Hear the story about how the National Guard has changed my life at 1-800-GO-GUARD.com.
Sponsored by the Colorado National Guard, aired by the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
If you're going to internet date, I think you have to be a little careful. I learned the hard way.
I had an online romance with City Boy 284 for 7 weeks. We shared our innermost thoughts, our fantasies, you name it. We were so nervous to meet, so we just kept putting it off. 342 emails later, we decided to meet at a sushi restaurant downtown. I walked in, looked around, and I saw him sitting alone.
The thing about someone's story, you want it to keep going. Drive the safest car you can. Volvo for life. As part of Volvo's year-end sales event, lease a new XC90 V8 all-wheel drive for $389 a month for 24 months. $3,904 due at signing. Taxes, title, and registration fees extra. Call 877-24-VOLVO for details. Visit your Denver area Volvo retailer before this lease offer ends. Speaking of endings, hear the rest of the story at DenverVolvoDealers.com.
7:49. It's 49 minutes past the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. I got to talk to you about the Select Comfort bed from the Sleep Number bed from Select Comfort. I mean, the Sleep Number bed from Select Comfort absolutely rocks. Mary and I bought this bed long before I ever started talking about it on the radio, and we love it. And when we go on vacation, you know, we usually stay in hotels. We miss our Sleep Number bed. I mean, it is great. Now, my Sleep Number is usually around 75 or 80, depending on how it is. And Mary's is maybe a little softer than that. But you know what? Here's the big thing. If you wake up with a sore back or stiff, sore aches and pains, and you have them on, you know, the side of your hips and your back, if you toss and turn on the bed at night trying to find a comfortable position, if you feel like you don't have any energy during the day, you know what? It could be the bed you're sleeping on. And the Sleep Number bed by Select Comfort is the number one solution. I don't have these problems. Haven't had them in a long time because of the Sleep Number bed by Select Comfort. I have never, ever, ever felt better and slept better. And the same thing goes for Mary. And more than 3.5 million people, including me, get the best night's sleep on the Sleep Number bed by Select Comfort. And the key is air. You see, when you get in the bed each night, you know it'll be comfortable and you'll be supported better than ever because air doesn't have that uncomfortable pressure points like old-fashioned metal coils. No more poking, prodding, and uncomfortable springs. The Sleep Number bed uses dual air chamber technology, adjustable air chambers that allow both of you to set each side of the bed to your exact select level that you want it to be on. Firmness and support, you can set it, and that's your Sleep Number. And as I said, mine's usually is somewhere between 75 and 80. The revolutionary design of this bed makes it unique, but the bed looks like any other mattress. So you don't have to change your furniture in your bedroom or replace your sheets. And you know what? They have a great deal going, a 30-night in-home trial. 30-night in-home trial. See what it feels like in your own home. It's much better than having to make a 10-minute decision in a showroom that you got to lie there, and while somebody's standing over you. And this way, you're talking about something that you want to buy, that you want to have for years and years and years. Well, they give you a 30-night in-home trial to figure out whether you really like it or not, and you will. You'll love it. Even if you've considered getting a new mattress recently, or if you're, I have considered getting a new mattress, you got to stop by the Select Comfort store to see the Sleep Number bed before you shop any other place. Do it today. It's the best thing you'll do for yourself. The Select Comfort stores are located in 9 major malls, including Southwest Plaza and Flatirons Crossing and the Foothill Malls. Get out there, get one today, and you know what? You'll feel the difference tonight.
Hey, where were you last year? What happened to your hair? Are you contagious? How come you're always tired?
If you think going back to school is tough for an 8-year-old, imagine doing it while recovering from cancer. CureSearch.org is a website that can help. It connects you to the doctors and scientists whose collaborative research has turned childhood cancer from a nearly incurable disease to one with an overall cure rate of 78%. CureSearch.org. You're not as alone as you feel. Brought to you by CureSearch and the Ad Council.
Top 3 reasons I'll be at Home Depot's end-of-season savings event. Number 3, 20% off. Are you kidding me? But number 2, no, they're not kidding. You get 20% off. And the number 1 reason, oh yeah, it's that 20% off thing again.
Right now, get 20% or more off yellow tag items during the Home Depot end-of-season savings event. Find savings on specially marked items while quantities last. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Offer valid through July 30th in U.S. only. See store for details.
A shorter fuse than Tom Tancredo. A bigger butt than Carl Rove. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Yowzer, yowzer, yowzer. Welcome into the fun. It's 7:53, 53 minutes after the hour. High today, 98, mostly sunny skies. AM 760 Progressive Talk. Stem cell research, embryonic stem cell research, one line open at 303-713-7600. And we go to Peter in Englewood. Peter, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
I'm sorry I lost Diana to get, because I think one of the most important things that I don't think has come up on your show yet, perhaps I've missed it, but the most important thing and the most damning thing about the people who oppose this and about Bush specifically, and I think the more it's brought up, the more it makes him look like what he is that the way DeGette's bill is written is it only applies to stem cells that, like the previous caller said a few minutes ago, that are going to be thrown away anyway.
Right, that's so exactly
it's either,
right.
That's the most important point here, is that if these are not used for research, they're going to be thrown away. Now, if that's not immoral, I don't know what is. And that's the thing I think we've got to beat over the heads of these people, because it's not like we're there. Even if you're going to make the presumption that these are lives, well, if they are their lives, they're going to be thrown away. So
yeah,
why aren't they passing legislation to make it illegal to throw stem cells away?
No, I think it's a very, very good question. And by the way, Senator Wayne Allard voted against it.
He did?
Yep.
Somehow I'm not surprised, the lunkhead that he is.
Boy, but, he's got to go. He has definitely got to go.
Oh, well, along with Bush and the rest of his cronies. But I just think that if you get Diana back on again, or the more you bring up that issue, that to me is the most important thing. The debate about the health benefits is wonderful, and that's crucial, but we've got to also bring up the point that this is not about creating new lines of stem cells. It's about stem cells that are going to be thrown away anyway. So how in the world can these moral, high-ground, self-righteous, you fill in the noun, people... continue with this nonsense about how
you know
it's immoral.
I don't know, and I'll tell you something. One of the things I really love about this radio station is that the callers are really smart, that you can get away with very little BS over here. I mean, that they'll catch you, and that for the most part, they're cordial and even warm and all-embracing. But you don't get the conservative point of view over here, and in a way... thank God that's good, because there's enough of it on the other stations. But on the other hand, you can't confront one of these people on the phone, and you can't say to them, well, if they're going to throw the stem cells away anyway, what difference does it make? And what's your answer to that? And why?
Well, can you? Why don't you bring on a conservative guest and challenge him then?
Yeah, I've thought about it.
I think it'd be a great idea, because they're not being challenged on KOA by Mike Rosen, that's for sure.
Well, they're not going to get challenged over there, but I think that it's... I think that we have to hone in and realize who we're dealing with here. And who we're dealing with here is we're dealing with the authoritarian, and I underline that word, we're dealing with the authoritarian religious right.
Mm-hmm.
These are not to be confused with mainstream Christians.
Mm-hmm.
They are a small but very powerful group, and they have a chokehold due to money-raising, and also through their groundwork during primaries and also during general elections. They have a chokehold on the GOP.
They sure do.
They have a total and complete chokehold on the GOP, and much of what they do is comes out of anger, comes out of fear,
mm-hmm.
And they don't have logical explanations for what they do, and they refuse to see the wrong in what they do, no matter how much you point it out to them. They just don't see it, and I think we all have somebody in our lives, or we know somebody in our lives, that fits into this category where you'll say to them, well, what about this and what about that? And it's like...
Well, they're largely hypocrites, too. Ralph Reed's taking gambling money. These people have...
He lost, by the way.
I'm sorry?
He lost, by the way, for his run for lieutenant governor.
Good for him.
He was defeated.
I mean, these people are not even on their own standards for moral high ground, they don't take it. Ralph Reed, the big Christian opposed to gambling, took gambling money. These people are they know they're lying, but they're so convinced that they're right that they feel like they can get away with lying. They're justified
in
lying.
You see, you just hit two points. You've hit one of the points of it. One of the things is they're so self-righteous that they believe that they can get away with it. The leaders usually have no morals, and usually are people like a Ralph Reed. With the gambling money. And then the other thing is, a lot of times what they'll do is if they've done anything in the past, if you've done anything in the past, they'll certainly hold that against you, and they'll try to bring it up to you. But if they've done anything in the past, they'll tell you that they were reborn again and that that washed away their sins.
Exactly. Yeah,
you know, it's just, you're right.
But again, Jay, just my main point is don't let up on the fact that these are going to be thrown away. That is the most important thing to throw at these people. They're going to throw them away. It's not just about the benefits. They're going to throw these things away anyway.
Got it, Peter.
All
thank
right,
you,
thanks
man.
Thanks a lot, man.
Great call. Coming up next, General Wesley Clark. We'll talk to him, and then we're going to get off on some other subjects here on AM 760. Progressive Talk coming up, an interview with General Wesley Clark, who's in town to support Jay Fawcett for Congress in CD5.
This is Ed Schultz. Tune into my show every day from 1 to 4 p.m. We'll bring you breaking news, newsmakers, and the stories that affect you and your family. Keep it right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
So, what's the deal?
Oh, Comcast put internet, phone, and cable together in one package for just $33 each per month when you sign up for all three.
No. What's the deal with us assembling furniture for Confucius?
He who inserts board J into slot C will live in a happy home.
Do you have any soda?
He who goes without soda will live 100 years.
The Comcast Triple Play. Get blazing fast Comcast high-speed internet, Comcast digital voice with unlimited local and long-distance calling, and Comcast digital cable with on-demand, featuring tons of movies and programs ready to watch when you are. Each for just $33 per month for 1 year when you subscribe to all three. Call 1-888-COMCAST. It's Comcastic. Offer ends 9/30/06. Not available in all areas. Limited to new customers and requires subscription to all three services. After 1 year promotional period or if any service is canceled or downgraded during the promotional period, Comcast regular rates apply. Equipment taxes, franchise, and telephone fees extra. Other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Hey, Marvin. Al Franken. Ed Schultz. Randy Rowe. The Majority Report. This is AM 760. Progressive Talk.
KKZN. 410 Denver Boulder.
And on AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. A ship packed with 1,000 American evacuees from Lebanon is finally steaming for Cyprus. But a woman from New England is refusing to leave Beirut. Laura Gabriel says she can't go home until she finishes the paperwork to adopt a baby boy.
There's no mother in the world that is going to leave her son in a place that's being bombed. And if I leave him, I will never see him again.
The Reuters News Service says Israeli airstrikes have killed 49 Lebanese civilians today alone. On the ground, Israeli troops and Hezbollah guerrillas have been slugging it out in southern Lebanon.
I'm Laura Logan in Avivim on the Israel-Lebanon border. You can smell the smoke in the air from all the explosions. It's been constant here. There are people in the town say that a mortar hit several houses here. There have been reports of casualties.
The latest barrage of Hezbollah rockets wounded several Israelis in the port city of Haifa. Here at home, President Bush is poised to veto a bill that would expand federal funding for embryonic stem cell research. CBS News congressional correspondent Bob Foss.
Backers of the measure say this stem cell research gives hope to millions of people suffering from diabetes, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, cancer, and spinal injuries.
And Mr. President, please don't dash these hopes. Please sign this bill.
California Democrat Dianne Feinstein was one of a number of senators from both parties hoping President Bush would back down on his veto threat. Pennsylvania Republican Arlen Specter said Mr. Bush should think about his legacy and a veto would slow down but not stop, something the American people clearly want. Bob Fuzz, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
President Bush objects to stem cell research that involves the destruction of human embryos. Dozens of cruise ship passengers who sailed out of Port Canaveral, Florida yesterday are sporting battle scars. They were thrown to the deck and against the ship's side rails when the Crown Princess began listing badly to the port side.
People were sliding all the way across the deck, and all the main pools are on that deck, and the water just totally came out of the pools and flooded the top deck.
A child and one adult were critically injured. One passenger said it was like Niagara Falls. Researchers are wondering if a treatment for immune disorders could help Alzheimer's patients. CBS's Barry Bagnato is live with the latest from the Health Watch.
The answer is yes, Frank, at least based on the hopeful results of a small 18-month study. Researchers at New York Presbyterian Weill Cornell Medical Center say immunoglobulin appears to reduce deposits of a protein called amyloid, thought to be a primary cause of Alzheimer's. This is a costly treatment, though, and much more study is needed before it moves from promise to practice.
Federal Reserve Board Chairman Ben Bernanke is on Capitol Hill, and he's telling Congress that record-high oil prices could make inflation worse. In early Wall Street trading, averages are rallying. The Dow Industrials are ahead 105 points. NASDAQ is up 10. This is CBS News.
There are infinite dynamics in business. For example, the $10 million saved is $10 million earned dynamic. Or the our month-end reports actually happen by the end of the month dynamic. Or the yes, I can forecast the revenue, no, I don't own a crystal ball dynamic. How do you manage these dynamics? Microsoft Dynamics. Software solutions that are specially designed to improve your customer relationship, financial, and supply chain management. To find out more, visit Microsoft.com/Microsoft Dynamics.
It's a never-ending necessity for more and more office space.
For retail leases, they hand you, it's almost a book.
50 pages of legalese.
I am not going to be able to do this.
Calling the realtor should be the first thing you do.
When he got here, I could see he was wearing that realtor pin.
That's the guy to talk to.
Buying or leasing a commercial property? Let someone with expertise and experience be your partner. Ask your agent if they're a realtor, a member of the National Association of Realtors.
Really helped me take my business where I wanted it to go.
A message from your local, state, and national realtor associations.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. An employee of Aurora Public Schools shot and killed an intruder yesterday. Detective Robert Friel describing how a resident is protected by the Make My Day law.
An occupant of a home in this case has to believe that somebody is illegally entering their home to commit a crime and that that intruder intends to attack them or somebody else in the home and cause physical harm to them.
Police are still investigating. At this time, no arrests have been made, and the resident is cooperating. Xcel Energy says all of the thousands of customers who lost power because of the heat Sunday and Monday are back up and running. Spokesman Tom Henley with Xcel says there may be some customers who are still without power, but it's not because of transformers being knocked out by the heat.
We do have some just normal everyday power outages, which are in the area of whether a car hits a pole or somebody digs into our service, but those things happen every day, and of course we do encourage our customers to call those in as well, and we'll address them as quickly as we can.
Henley says the company's still working to replace some of the transformers. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Aaron O'Neill with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Have yet to reopen that ramp eastbound C-470 to Quebec. Big multi-car still being worked on, and you cannot exit there. You have to use either Santa Fe or University. That eastbound C-470 drive really heavy this morning. Approaching Highway 285, making the corner there out towards Wadsworth, and again from Broadway as you continue out towards Quebec. Got a five-car pileup to southbound Sheridan, approaching I-76, has a left lane blocked up there. We're just dealing with a lot of heavy traffic with southbound I-25 back up, starting from the 112th Avenue Bridge down to 84th, and then awfully busy between downtown the Tech Center, and starting to see backups now for the Turnpike, westbound getting heavy from Sheridan, eastbound from just after Sheridan as you continue down towards Pecos. Weather today, hot one, highs up around 99 with scattered afternoon showers. We're at 74 now. Aaron O'Neill, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Can't stand George W. Bush? Do Bush-Cheney bumper stickers make you cringe? At All American Vogue, we carry a large selection of anti-Bush magnets, T-shirts, buttons, bumper stickers, dartboards, and a whole lot more. We have great gifts for the politically conscious and unconscious. Come support All American Vogue so that we can continue to support Progressive Talk, AM 760. Come see us at 10 South Broadway, one block south of First Avenue at Ellsworth, or call 7 days a week, 303-733-4140.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 8:06, 6 minutes after 8 on AM 760, Progressive Talk. High today, 98. Although Aaron O'Neill is calling it 99, so we're going to split the difference. We'll say it's 98.5. Under mostly sunny skies, no chance of rain in the forecast, and it looks pretty nice out there right now. Going to be another nice day along the Front Range. Thanks so much for plugging in and joining us this morning here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We're waiting to talk to former presidential candidate General Wesley Clark, who is due up here next, and we'll have a conversation with him. And then I'm going to veer into something that has nothing to do really with politics, but I just want to ask a question about, and it's a music thing. I want to ask a music question, and we'll get into that. I might do a little bit of that. And I think I told you earlier in the morning that the Iraqi death toll is now above 100 per day, according to the UN, and that's in the New York Times this morning. So as the administration sits there and tells us about how well everything is going, they're losing over 100 people per day there in Iraq. And that's the Iraqi death toll. That's not to, mention the injured and the maimed, and also, our amount of injured and maimed, and also the soldiers that we're losing. And you have to sit back and think to yourself on a day-to-day basis, what in the hell was this for? And I'll ask General Wesley Clark about this. How much did the invasion of Iraq play into this, in that Hezbollah saw what the resistance was doing to us there in Iraq and figured, well, what the heck, we could do the exact same thing to Israel. Did this going into Iraq, which was supposed to stabilize the Middle East, did it make it even worse than the administration had thought? On the line with me, a former presidential candidate, and we're very proud to have him, General Wesley Clark, very prominent Democrat. And General Clark, welcome to AM 760. It's nice to have you on.
Thanks a lot, Jay. I'm really happy to be out here.
It's good to have you here, sir. Hope it doesn't get too hot for you.
Well, I'm coming from Arkansas. It was 103 there yesterday. It's going to be 103 today.
No, it's only going to be about 98. So you're pretty doggone safe. Let me ask you, get a thumbnail sketch from you.
I'm safe out here with Jay Fawcett. And if
yeah.
we can get him in Congress, we'll all be a lot
safer. I agree with you 100%. We'll all be a lot safer. Jay's a great man. Let me get a thumbnail sketch from you on what you believe is happening in the Middle East right now with Israel and Hezbollah.
Essentially, Hezbollah took advantage of Israel's distraction to attack. They did it to gain credibility, gain more adherent funding, and raise their prestige. They probably did it in coordination with Iran to distract the attention of the world from the Iranian nuclear programs. And so Israel was attacked. Israel's not occupying any of Lebanon. There's no cause for this. It's simply an unprovoked attack. So Israel's fighting back. And Israel has a right to defend itself. It's running an air campaign going after Hezbollah. It's going to try to take a significant bite out of Hezbollah and try to get the Lebanese government and the international community to force Hezbollah out of southern Lebanon. That's what's happening.
And how satisfied are you with the U.S. response?
Well, the United States doesn't have the basis for an adequate response, because over the last 4 or 5 years, we have cut off relations and refused people that we should have been talking to, like Syria and Iran. The result of that is that now, when we could go back and try to bring all this together, we can't talk to Syria. Also, we haven't been effective, really, in assisting the government of Lebanon. You know, the Bush administration took a lot of credit for democracy in Lebanon, but they never followed through after the UN Security Council resolution was passed saying that Hezbollah had to disarm and so forth. They didn't help the government of Lebanon. And right now, this administration should be streaming supplies in there, not just to get our people out, but to help the government of Lebanon.
Do you think this administration is incompetent?
Well, I think there's certainly reason to question its competence. I mean, we've got a record of poor performance in the major areas. Katrina certainly brought it to the American people, but we've been saying, people like me have been saying from the beginning, that not only was the invasion of Iraq a mistake, but it was poorly done, poorly planned. They didn't really link the military planning to the political objectives at the end, and didn't have any plan for what happened after they took down the statue of Saddam Hussein in Baghdad. Planning was poor. The resourcing was poor. The whole conception of the war on terror has been out of whack for a long time. So competence, they don't have it, at least not in the major areas that are affecting America today.
Do you think that our going into Iraq has anything to do with what's going on between Israel and Hezbollah? Because one guest told me that Hezbollah sees what the resistance in Iraq is doing to American forces and decides, why can't we do it to Israel?
Well, you know, the tragic irony of Iraq is that these neocons, and people call them chicken hawks for a reason, because most of them never fought, but they wanted us to look tough by going into Iraq and kicking a government out. And they thought this would make America look stronger, but in fact, the fact that we're there has diminished our power and influence in the world. And so I have no doubt that Hezbollah has taken advantage of America's engagement in Iraq to whack Israel a little bit here. And they do understand that it's very difficult for Western armies and Western cultures to deal with this resistance movement.
Because we're tied up. We're stuck in Iraq. Therefore, we can't do anything about Iran. We can't do anything about Hezbollah in Lebanon. And in reality, out of the area, we can't do anything about North Korea.
Well, but Jay, I wouldn't say we can't do anything. I think with the right leadership in America, we could do an awful lot to improve America's security, keep America safe, and reestablish our leadership in the world.
Give us this administration
that doesn't seem to be able to put it together.
Give us three things you would do immediately. If you were sitting at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue right now, what would you do?
Well, with respect to the specific crises in hand, I'd tell Ambassador Chris Hill to have a one-on-one talk with North Korea. That's the first thing I'd do there. Secondly, I'd send a high-level emissary to talk to the Iranian leadership and have direct dialogue with Iran. And third, I'd be working with the president of Lebanon to strengthen his government and bring together an international coalition of support to help him deal with the needs of his people, at the same time helping him build up the strength he needs to force Hezbollah out. So those are three quick things that I would do.
Do you plan to run again in 08?
Well, I haven't said I won't, but right now I'm not even working and considering it. I'm really trying to help people who are running in 2006, especially our veterans. You know, we've got so many great men and women
right. Who
serve the United States Armed Forces, and they're not Republicans. Flash, they're not Republicans. Look, if you believe in what we stood for in the United States Armed Forces, you believe in people. You know that it's all about people. And if you believe in people, you know you got to help them be all they can be. And that's what the essence of the Democratic Party is. So Jay Fawcett is running in the 5th Congressional District here in Colorado. It's an area I know well. I lived twice in Colorado Springs. And I know Joel Heffley, who's the congressman there. But the Republican Party, they've gone way off what they used to stand for. There are so many moderates out there who, for them, it's not about party labels. It's about competence. It's about pragmatism. It's about good leadership and what you stand for. And I think Jay Fawcett has a great shot at winning. I think he's going to be our next congressman from the 5th District, and I think he'll make a great contribution to the country and to Colorado Springs and the area.
And you also support Bill Winter, too, who is running against Tom Tancredo.
Yes, I do.
Because he's also another veteran. Now, you're headed off to a breakfast with the General and Jay. This is going to be it's going to be like a buffet breakfast, and it runs between 8:30 in the morning and 10 this morning at the Spice of Life Event Center located at the Flatirons Golf Course, 5706 Arapahoe Road in Boulder, and the cost is only $25. You're going to arrive, you're going to speak shortly after 9 a.m., and you're also going to take questions after speaking. Seating is limited, so if people want to see you, they need to get out there. I got to ask you one more thing before I let you go. Isn't it ironic that in the year 2006, here you are out on the road helping people like Jay Fawcett, helping other Democrats to get elected, when Joseph Lieberman at one point challenged your Democratic credentials, and now he is saying that if he loses the Democratic primary in Connecticut, he intends to run as an independent. You got a comment on that?
Well, you know, I'm sorry that we've got this problem inside our party. I think parties are essential to help articulate the voters' interests and concerns and help shape. When somebody larger than the party, I think he's doing a disservice to himself, really. So I'll support whoever wins that primary in Connecticut. But I think the real issue for America is let's get some competent leadership. You know, when George Bush was running, he talked about being a compassionate conservative. He talked about having a humble foreign policy. When you look at America today, we're not being led by a compassionate conservative, and the foreign policy certainly doesn't have much humility in it.
No, it sure doesn't.
But we do need Americans in office who are compassionate and who do have a sense of humility about them, because all of us are just out there doing the best we can do. We're all human. We all make mistakes and errors and misjudgments and so forth. And what we need are people who can represent us, who understand who we are as Americans.
Well, people like Jay Fawcett. General, thank you so much for your time. Thank you for your service to your country, and thank you for being on the show, and thank you for being a Democrat.
Great to be with you, Jay. Thank
All right, thank you. There's General Wesley Clark on the way to the affair with Jay Fawcett, and he's got numerous other events planned throughout the area today. It's 8:18, 18 minutes after 8 at AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. It's been a, you know what? See, people fall on cliches. Oh, it's been a real action-packed morning. But we've had a lot going on this morning, and you've made it happen, too. All right. You know what we're going to do? We're going to talk a little music coming up here. I just want to find out something about your habits and about what's going on in the music industry. I'm going to read you something that I thought none of us would ever see and get your reaction on it. And then coming up after 9 o'clock, we're going to talk a little bit about the Middle East, and then we're going to go into open phones. So that's the menu. Stick around. AM 760, Progressive Talk. So good to have you here.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Close to getting this ramp reopened eastbound C-470 to Quebec. Just a few more cars to tour out of your way, and then things will be back to normal. But eastbound C-470 is still a slow drive crossing Highlands Ranch from Lucent up to Quebec and stays busy out to University. Northbound I-25 leaving the tech center. You'll find backups from Bellevue now getting up past Yale. Southbound I-25 starting to loosen up a bit on the north end of town. It's busy from just after 104th to 84th and across downtown as you continue that drive towards the DTC. Westbound Highway 36, watch for a little bit of slow traffic from Sheridan getting up towards Church Ranch. Look at your weather for today. Another sunny and hot one with highs right around 99. More scattered afternoon showers. We're at 74. Maren O'Neill, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Make Sonic your ultimate drink stop today and try one of their 168,894 different flavor combinations. Now with even more flavors like their apple slush and refreshing new cranberry limeade. You dream it up, they expertly mix it. It's not just good, it's Sonic good.
You don't like to think about it or plan for it, but you may one day need the help of a personal injury lawyer. When that time comes, you want a Progressive trial lawyer. Mike Turner believes in and supports this station. With years of personal injury experience, Mike Turner fights corporations and insurance companies for real people every day. He's a trial lawyer and proud of it. Mike Turner is a Progressive lawyer who will fight for you.
The law offices of Mike Turner, 303-300-1661, or on the web at miketurnerlaw.com.
Hey, 20 minutes after 8 on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I've been talking to you for a while about the new Icon Laser Center, about the Icon Laser Center. And I've been telling you for a while now about how Icon Laser Center has been making LASIK safe and affordable for as little as $4.99 per eye. I don't know why I said new. They've been around for years. You know, some LASIK places in town want you to believe that in order to have a safe LASIK surgery, you got to pay more. But you know what? That's just not true. What they won't tell you is that their procedures cost more, not because they're better, but because of their own overhead and LASIK machine rental fees. You see, Icon owns all of their own LASIK equipment, so there's less overhead, and they can pass on the savings to you. So don't believe the hype that only an expensive clinic can perform safe LASIK. It's just not true. Visit Icon on the web at icondenver.com and check it out for yourself. Or better yet, why not call? Set up a consultation. It's free. Find out what it's all about. 720-524-1001. That's 720-524-1001. And be sure and tell him that J. Marvin sent you.
Where is he?
I don't know.
He must be lost. Bob!
Beaupré! He said he'd stay with us.
$50 million. Where is it?
The new hospital for veterans.
Hundreds of new jobs.
We're losing them all. Beaupré!
Hold it. A newspaper. Beaupré ditches Washington, misses vote, hospital funding killed?
Why? Why leave us stranded?
To campaign for governor.
Beaupré's condition. It must be spreading.
Republican congressman. Run amok.
He'll try and hurt others.
This way. No! No!
The story continues at bobislost.com.
Paid for by New West Fellowship.
Randy Rhodes.
And the president and Blair are having lunch with the other members of the G8. He was in front of a live mic and didn't know it.
What they need to do is get serious and get headphones. Stop doing it.
Oh, golly gosh. Just call him up and tell him to stop this. Stop it. Stop this. I want World War III, and this is just a bunch of
Mr. President, what about the swearing?
I thought you were going to ask about the pig.
Oh, for Pete's sake.
Randy Rhodes, weekdays at 4 on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Oh, we're on a Hendrix jag this morning, I see. I don't like this as much as I like the other one. Little blues. 8:23, 23 minutes after 8. High today, 99. Sunshine. Gonna be nice and warm. All right. 303-713-7600. We'll talk about the Middle East coming up after 9 o'clock and then go into open phones. This is something I found in the USA Today. I don't quite understand this, but in a way I think I do understand it. Digital tracks are like what you download from the Internet, right? Digital tracks are like what you get from, for your iPod. And I have Apple, and I can't think of the name of it. Where you go, the store, what's it called? Oh, now you can't think of it either, Turk? Come on.
I don't have an Apple. I got a Gateway, so I don't know.
But what's the store where you go download the tracks from?
Well, there's Napster. Is that what you're talking about?
Well, I guess you go to Napster or wherever you
there's
go.
There's all kinds. There's tons of them.
Apple has one that you go. The Apple Store. I don't know what it's called. Okay, anyway. As digital tracks take up the slack, the album slide is less a death knell than a snooze alarm for the music industry. In a Nielsen SoundScan mid-year report, the album dip of 4.2% from 2005 is countered by a 77% rise in digital tracks, factoring in track-equivalent albums, counting 10 digital tracks as one disc. Overall sales are up a microscopic 0.2%. Surging digital sales offers hope and signals a need for the industry to reconsider the album as its very music's key component. In other words, they would phase out CDs in order to concentrate more on digital tracks. Here's what I want to know. Do you download or do you buy CDs? Because I download iTunes is what I was talking about. I download very little music from iTunes. I can't tell you the last time that I downloaded from iTunes. Now, I know Big Head Todd and the Monsters. You can go to their website and download all their music. I buy CDs. And for me, buying CDs is kind of a ritual. I look forward to buying CDs. I once made a joke on this radio station, and it wasn't really a joke. I said it truthfully, that, you know, I love when the new Rolling Stone comes out, because I like to look at the album reviews. So my question to you at 303-713-7600, it's a lifestyle question here, are you downloading or are you buying CDs? Which one is it? Which one are you doing? Because I'm not downloading. And, man, I hope that they never get to the point where they phase out the CD. So far this year, consumers have bought over 270.6 million albums, compared with 282.6 million in the same period in 2005 and 317.7 million in 2004. Now, I got an iPod. I don't use it. So should I be getting my iPod butt together here because I'm going to be losing out? And I don't want CDs to go away. And I like to listen to CDs in my car. Now, I know they have these attachments where you can put your iPod in your car, but it's not the same thing. Or am I showing my conservative nature? Let's go to Frank in Westminster. Frank, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay. How you doing?
I'm doing all right, Frank. What do you say, man?
I indulge in a little bit of both. I download a little bit. I love my CDs. I love my vinyl collection. And I find that I download a little bit when I'm looking for stuff that's hard to find on CD. You know, obscure, rare, you know, live recordings, I find are much easier to find. The quality is not as good being digital, I don't think. I'm an old analog fan myself, but I like to do a little bit of both. I love the album artwork and stuff, which you don't really get if you download.
No, you don't get anything. All you get is a file.
Yeah, and I've always been a big fan of the album artwork, the credit, and you know, the lyrics inside and all the really groovy things used to come with, you know, double LPs and the big fold-outs and stuff, but that's just me.
Yeah, see, I feel exactly the same way. So would your heart be broken? Would you feel bad if they all of a sudden phased out CDs?
To a point, I suppose. I mean, I still have a couple of turntables, so I have music to fall back on, and I still collect tapes, but I'd like to see CDs stick around. I like to physically have something in my hand that I can put in my car, and not a little bitty iPod. You know, that it's hard to read, and you got to fumble with the buttons, and it would be sad if they phased out CDs, but I don't see it happening though.
Yeah, see, I'm exactly in the same. Well, they say that digital tracks are taking over, but I'm on the same page you're on. I want something to hold in my hand. I want something I can play in my car, and I want something that is more than a file that somebody can just come along and with a stroke of a key, like, wipe out your entire library.
Right, and it goes back to my vinyl collection. I'd like to have something that I can maybe pass down to my next generation as a music. You know, the music I listened to during my time, where if everything's digital, like you say, at a keystroke, your entire collection can be wiped out, and you can't pass that down like my father passed his records on to me and so forth.
Yep, you got it. Thanks, Frank. Appreciate the opinion.
Thanks, Jay.
Okay, take care. Let's go to Michael in Denver. Michael, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay.
Hi, Mike.
Just like the other guy, I do a little bit of both. It kind of depends, you know.
Well, what does it depend on?
Well, some of the records that are out there, you know, specifically newer stuff, there's like, you know, there's one or two good songs on the disc, and a lot of the rest is crap.
So through doing it digitally, you're able to prune off the ones that you really like and discard the rest.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. And then, you know, then if I do come across a disc that is, you know, like Dark Side of the Moon that's just got, you know, where every song is great, then, you know, then I'll go buy that and get the artwork and get the whole shot. But, you know, I like so many different types of music that it would be tough for me to have the size collection that I do if I had to buy the entire disc of every group that's out there that I like one or two songs from, you know?
Well, I like all kinds of music, too, but I just am in love with buying CDs.
Yeah, I go to Cheapo and flip through their stuff and buy used stuff, and I buy CDs at garage sales a lot of times because they're so cheap, you know?
Right.
But, you know, people have been saying for years that the cassette was going to be obsolete and you wouldn't see them anymore. You can still go buy blank cassettes. There's still plenty of people that have cassette players in their cars. You know, it's a matter of personal preference. You know, some people still like to use that technology. Some people like, you know, CDs. And I'm not, like, phobic of my iPod or anything like that or digital music. I think it's great if people can just buy one or two songs from an artist that they like and not have to go buy, you know, the entire disc and have songs that they're never going to listen to anyways. You know, they'll put it into their disc changer and they'll skip over the songs that are on there, so they just kind of sit there. And, you know, so many people, it's like this hot button issue for some people, and I don't get that, you know. I don't get
Well, I mean, the loss of CDs would be a hot button issue for me.
The loss of, if they were phased out totally, I don't think that's ever going to happen. I think, you know, if you look at some of these commercials where they're selling like this song collection, right? You know, like these ones from Time Life and so forth.
Right, yeah.
You can still even get those on cassette. You know, so I don't see, you know, you can order either the CD or the cassette on most of those. So, and, you know, people were saying 10 years ago that cassettes were going to be completely obsolete and that you'd never see them again. So I don't think it's going to be one of those things where it's going to be phased out completely. It's kind of like camera film. You know, even though there's so many digital cameras out there and people can just get their pictures, you know, blasted right onto disc and then have them printed that way, you still go to the store and you can still buy film. So I think it's always going to be there. It's just going to be a matter of how much of the market that, you know, that particular media still gets. You know.
All right, Michael. Thanks, man. Great opinion. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Have a good one.
Okay. One line open at 303-713-7600. Widespread Panic has released their new CD on vinyl, too. So vinyl is making a comeback for some people. I still have vinyl records. Got a lot of rare ones. What about you, Aaron? You download or buy CDs?
I still do a little bit of both, actually.
Would it bother you to see the CD gone?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, would me too. Would drive me crazy.
Yeah.
Because I don't download. What am I missing by not downloading?
Oh, I don't know. You better try it out.
Well, I've downloaded songs into my iPod before.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not the same thing as listening to it on your, you know, six-speaker stereo.
True.
And you can't see, you listen to your iPod in the car unless you got one of those attachments that's kind of hard, and it's not, you know, I want just a regular CD player in my car. And after all, I need something to listen to going over I-70.
Yes, you do.
Speaking of I-70, speaking of J-Way, what's going on with it?
J-Way, you got it. It looks like I-70 at this point is just about back to normal. We're looking at much better speeds for east and westbound traffic there. Although we've got a new problem up in the north in the town. South-southbound I-25 getting better from 104th down to 84th. And the reason for that is because there's a big multi-car crash approaching 104th. Has all lanes of the highway blocked and only the left and right shoulders getting by southbound I-25. So we're quickly seeing a backup past 120th Avenue. Of course, you want to use Washington or Huron east or west of the highways. You can use those roads south and get back on to southbound I-25. Then you shouldn't have any problems getting towards the downtown area. Just reopened that ramp eastbound C-470 to Quebec. That drive across Highlands Ranch getting a little bit better. Still busy from Lucent getting up past Quebec on towards University. And southbound 225 backed up yet from Colfax down through Alameda.
At Thunder Mountain, join us at our weekly bike nights this Thursday, where your first beer is on us. And we'll be serving free food.
All supplies left.
Enjoy a cold beer.
And live music
in the brand new Thunder Park Amphitheater.
But this Thursday, be a part of the first ever Miss Thunder in the Rockies.
First place winner gets a trip for two to Las Vegas.
$150 cash.
And a feature in Quick Throttle Magazine.
The top two contestants advance to the finals,
where the grand prize winner takes home $1,000.
And gets a feature in Playboy Magazine.
Register at thunderintherockies.com.
I-25 and Crossroads Boulevard, next to Thunder Mountain Harley-Davidson.
Check out the Bush Countdown Clock on AM760.net.
Now you'll have to replace that window. What about that old, ugly patio door? Now's the time to replace your windows and doors. Pella Windows and Doors is having a Windows Your Way sale. $500 off any installed Designer Series patio door with the purchase of four installed Architect Series or Designer Series windows. Pella's number one brand, professionally installed, beautiful, affordable doors and windows. For a free home appointment, call 866-635-5281 or visit Pella.com.
If you thought you couldn't afford premium LASIK by Colorado's premier LASIK provider, your dreams of clear, natural vision are about to come true. Announcing Spivak Plus, Colorado's premier LASIK plan that gives you everything you ever wanted in a LASIK procedure at prices virtually everyone can afford. The unsurpassed experience of Spivak Vision Center. The safest, most proven LASIK technology available today. Plans that offer you the added confidence of our Spivak Vision for Life commitment and 0% financing available. Our fees for Spivak Plus start at only $9.95. And with up to 18 months interest-free financing, we've got a LASIK plan for every budget, including yours. So stop waiting for LASIK and call Spivak Vision Center today at 303-C2020 about our Spivak Plus LASIK plan. That's 303-C2020. Or just go online at Spivak.com.
There's only one thing sweeter than the luxury of a four-star hotel: knowing that you got it for a two-star price. After all, there are deals to be had, and why shouldn't you have them? At Hotwire.com, we guarantee the best deals on three- and four-star hotel rooms. How do we do it? Hotwire.com has special deals with three- and four-star hotels. When they have unsold hotel rooms, they give them to Hotwire.com, and we give them to you at prices lower than any other travel site, guaranteed. Like four stars in Denver, Travelocity price $139, Hotwire.com price just $93, or four stars in San Francisco, Orbitz price $149, Hotwire.com price just $94. Log on to Hotwire.com now, because a few hundred dollars saved on your hotel room is a few hundred dollars you can spend painting the town. Hotwire.com. Live large, travel smart. Hotwire's booking process differs from fixed travel sites. Exact hotel disclosed after booking. All bookings final. Rate subject to change in availability, not including tax recovery charges or fees. Guarantee details on site.
A talk show that thinks like you. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Oh, some paper tree. All right. San Francisco girls. Man, I'd love to have this on vinyl. And I like to have it on CD, too. 8:37, 37 minutes past the hour. The summer of 1968. The summer of 1968. What a great song.
Don't just let me go, nothing you can say. Live like a world and stay where you wanna
you have long hair, you can ride the cable cars for free. Hippie crash pads.
Do what you want to do and play what you want to play.
Unknown pharmaceutical substances not sanctioned by the government. It redefined the taste of Jell-O. Now, see, I might download this. But I'd rather buy it on a CD. I think it's the only hit they ever had. Turn it up, man. It rocks.
Out there, it's summertime.
That's so great.
Milk and honey day.
Hitchhiking down US 101.
Oh, San Francisco girls with San Francisco waves.
Come on, just admit it. When you were 17, you wanted to meet a girl from San Francisco. Well, depending on how old you are, you still probably would want to meet a girl from San Francisco. Have we got time to get the last chorus off here? Oh, well, man, I'm freaking out. FM music radio sucks, doesn't it? Isn't that great? Is it tailing out now, or are you tailing it out? No, it's tailing out. What a shame. All right, here's Mike in Denver. Says he hasn't purchased a CD in 6 years. Mike, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, Jay? It's been a while since I called.
Yeah, what's up, man?
Not a whole lot. Yeah, man, I haven't purchased a CD easily in 6 years. You know, the quality of music has gone down so much. It's like, I just don't feel compelled to, you know. Most of my music collection right now, I've downloaded, you know, legally, illegally. I mean, I think the only CDs that I've gotten, you know, I've been given. I haven't actually physically purchased a CD. Now, a lot of my friends and I, those that have CDs, now they end up just throwing, you know, the CDs away or packing them away in a box someplace and throwing them in, you know, one of those CD binders. And you don't even look at the liner notes anymore. It's just kind of superfluous.
Oh, no, and, man, I still look at all that stuff.
It's all great, but, you know, I love the music. But, you know, moreover, you know, but like I said earlier, the quality of music has just gone down so much in the last 10 years, you know. Nowhere even near the quality of music. You know, say even 25 years ago, it's horrible. And until musicians start, you know, and the record companies, moreover, start picking up the quality of music, I won't be purchasing any CDs.
What if somebody comes along and, like, you know, the keystroke of wipes out your entire library?
Oh, man, I've got backups upon backups upon backups upon backups. I mean, I've got so much redundancy built into it, you know. It's not even a worry for me, you know. It's not that big of a deal. You know, I enjoy being able. I've got an MP3 player that I can plug into my car with the little transmitter. It's great being able to have, you know, 4,000 songs, you know, right there. You know, I can listen to anything that I want. My new job has me driving around a lot, and so, you know, I don't like being stuck to, you know, the 50 CDs that I can stuff into a binder or the 6 CDs that, you know, I can, you know, put into my CD player. You know, it's great having that, you know, that jukebox of music there. It's fantastic, you know. Until, you know, the record companies get their stuff together and the artists get their stuff together, I won't be purchasing a CD for the foreseeable future.
Oh, man. Well, I guess I'll just have to make up for you and purchase CDs because I love them, and I love music, and like I said before, I mean, you know, yeah, I read the articles in Rolling Stone, but I also get it to, you know, like, for instance, this new Grant, which I'm talking a lot about, this new Graham Parsons CD collection, along with a companion DVD, you can't download that.
No, no. But, you know, again, it's like, you know, how much time, you know, do we have nowadays to sit down and, you know, pour over the liners? You know,
I make time to do that stuff.
Yeah, and that's great that you're able to. You know, a lot of people, you know, in society today, you know, can't afford that time to be able to, you know, pour over the liner notes, you know, watch the DVD of a, you know.
Oh, the DVD's great.
Oh, yeah, you know, and I wish I could do that, but, you know, it just, you know, I'm in my car most of the time anyways, or, you know, I'm at my computer blogging or, you know, or writing stuff, and, you know, it's better just to either, you know, stream music or, you know, listen to what I've got on my computer, you know?
All right. All right, man. Each to his own, but I just can't get along without my CDs.
No worries, man. No worries. You have a good day, Jay.
Talk to you, Mike.
See ya.
All right. Here's Barry in Lone Tree. Barry, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay.
Hi.
Hey, first of all, I enjoyed hearing that Fever Tree track. I just want to let you know. I've got the single. I've got two 45s of it. I've also got the album.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, and they did have one other song that they did that was not a hit, but I have a single of it. Nowadays, Clancy Can't Even Sing.
The Buffalo Springfield also did that, too.
Exactly right. It was their song, and they do a slower version of it, but it's pretty nice just as well. And I like both CDs, and I don't download, but I'll like, you know, it's just like when you would make a mix cassette tape, make a mix CD. Like when I went out to San Francisco last August, I put together a bunch of San Francisco songs, including that one. And so, you know, it has its purpose. But basically, if a new band has one or two tracks, one or two songs that are good and the rest are crap, well, you know what? I can live without it. So that I won't bother with. But there are so many other artists out there, older artists as well, where you want the full collection.
Right,
where you want the full CD, where you want to know something about them. And so those I'll either buy and add to my CD collection, or what I've been doing lately is I've been going to the library, borrowing a lot of CDs that I can't afford to spend everything on a CD, and I've been coming home and I've been burning them into another CD because, like you, I like to listen to them in my car. I like to listen to them on my stereo system. You know, and I'm not going to do that if they're in my hard drive. So, you know, I think there's a place for, certainly a place for still having CDs. Unfortunately, I was reading an article, I think it was in the New York Times yesterday, or a couple days ago, called The Graying of the Record Store.
Oh, I read that. That was in Sunday's Times.
Right, right. And, and I've been to the store in New York, Norman Sound and Vision, that was quoted in there. And I've seen, if you go there, it's right near St. Mark's Place, and which is a busy corner. And it's got a lot of young people there, a lot of freaky looking people as well. But you know what? They're not going in there because they're all downloading. Problem with downloading too. I had this conversation the other day with a friend of mine who's around 50, and, you know, he has everything, 20,000 songs on his hard drive. Okay, great. But so I played an old Barclay James Harvest track, and I said, well, that's from a rare album called Once Again. And he said, oh, yeah, they're kind of like the Moody Blues, a little bit like Pink Floyd, maybe. And I said, right. But he had no idea of when the song was recorded, the personnel of the band, the context of what was going on when the song was out. So I think that's what people are missing when they're downloading single tracks today, is that they really don't know anything about the band, the time period, the personnel, when it was recorded, any of the context.
Yeah, and I like to know all of that stuff.
Yeah, and you know what? You know what else? I mean, I think that renders the artists almost as an afterthought. In other words, if you came up Crosby, Stills, Nash and Young, let's just say, or Buffalo Springfield or whatever, you knew who the personnel were, but they were making statements, they were singing songs that had import. Today it's all a very disposable society. So you download a song and, yeah, I like the song. I don't know anything about the artist, and what happens is you've got, everything's a one-hit wonder anymore.
Yeah, you know what, I agree. Barry, thank you, man. Great call.
Thank you, Jay.
Okay.
Take care, man.
Oh, my God, is that Ngata De Vita by the Iron Butterfly? This was their only hit, too.
Ngata De Vita, honey. And you know that I love you,
right? That's the only lyrics to the song. Ngata De Vita, honey. Do we get the drum solo, or is it cut out before that? Cuts out, we don't get the drum solo? You know, only the wimpy AM stations in the 60s would skip the drum solo. Only the progressive FMs. Only the progressive FMs would play the drum solo. Is there any FM station in town that plays this music? No, I guess not. All right, it's 8:48, 48 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Do you download or do you buy CDs? Coming up after 9 o'clock, we'll talk about the Middle East.
You don't like to think about it or plan for it, but you may one day need the help of a personal injury lawyer. When that time comes, you want a Progressive trial lawyer. Mike Turner believes in and supports this station. With years of personal injury experience, Mike Turner fights corporations and insurance companies for real people every day. He's a trial lawyer and proud of it. Mike Turner is a Progressive lawyer who will fight for you.
The law offices of Mike Turner, 303-300-1661, or on the web at MikeTurnerLaw.com.
Washington or here on east or west of the highway would be pretty good alternates. You can get back at 104th or maybe closer to Thornton Parkway or 84th Avenue. Also, westbound I-76 approaching Federal on another wreck. I'm trying to get that cleared to the shoulder, but only the right lane for now getting by with backups there to Pecos. Weather for today, got another hot one in store, up to 99 for a high with a few scattered afternoon showers. We've warmed it up to 77 now. Maren O'Neill, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Stop by Old Chicago today for delicious homemade pizzas, pastas, calzones, and more. Thirsty? Try their lineup of 110 beers from around the world. For lunch, dinner, even late night, think Old Chicago. Eat, drink, and be yourself.
The 2006 Colorado Buffaloes football season is right around the corner, so make sure to pick up your season tickets now. First-year head coach Dan Hawkins looks to lead the Buffaloes to their fifth Big 12 North title in 6 years. The Buffs will play six games at Folsom Field against the likes of Arizona State, Texas Tech, and Kansas State, along with the annual showdown against CSU at Invesco Field. Season tickets include all seven games. Purchase them by calling 303-49-BUFFS or visit cubuffs.com. The Colorado Buffaloes, your team.
Meet Scott and Judy, two local business owners.
Building my construction business has been a real adventure. A bit scary at times, but definitely worth the trip.
I'm proud that my health clinic has helped lots of people, but sometimes it's me that needs a little help with my business.
Scott and Judy want what's best for their businesses, so it's only natural that they surround themselves with people who care as much as they do. That's why business owners like them want Citywide Banks at their side. For more than 40 years, we have helped local businesses like yours by listening to you and providing the financial tools and advice you need when you need them. Ask any of our business clients and they'll tell you Citywide Banks has been there for them every step of the way. They'll also tell you we're the first in line to shake their hand when it's time to celebrate.
Citywide Banks really cares about my clinic, and that's why they're the right bank for my business.
Discover business banking with the human touch. Citywide Banks, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Hey there, it's me, your house and resident siding know-it-all. Look, I don't know if you've noticed, but I'm a wreck. My siding is splitting. It's faded. And see these? They're warped pieces I've had since the Carter administration. Listen, do us both a favor and visit the experts at the new James Hardy Siding Center. James Hardy Siding is superior to wood and vinyl, and it comes expertly installed by James Hardy's own installation teams. From start to finish, the James Hardy professionals handle everything, so we get complete replacement siding peace of mind. I'll bet that's why it's on over 4 million homes across America. Show me you care. Call the James Hardy Siding Center, and I won't ask for anything ever again. Except maybe that cute little addition.
For the complete replacement siding solution, call 1-866-3-HARDY today and ask for your free at-home siding evaluation and get up to $2,000 off installation when you schedule your reside by August 15th. Some restrictions apply. Call 866-3-HARDIE or visit JamesHardySidingCenter.com.
Hardy built, Hardy installed, Hardy guaranteed. James Hardy Siding Center.
Can't stand George W. Bush? The Bush-Cheney bumper stickers make you cringe?
At All American Vogue, we carry a large selection of anti-Bush magnets, T-shirts, buttons, bumper stickers, dartboards, and a whole lot more. We have great gifts for the politically conscious and unconscious. Come support All American Vogue so that we can continue to support Progressive Talk AM 760. Come see us at 10 South Broadway, one block south of First Avenue at Ellsworth, or call 7 days a week, 303-733-4140.
The Army National Guard.
My name is Robert Elliott. I joined the Guard on my 17th birthday. I'm actually going to be one of the first grandkids in my family to go to college. The Guard's paying for my college and my books. The time I served in the Guard taught me a lot. It's also enabling me to make my life better by paying for college, teaching me the life's lessons that I just wouldn't have received. Hear the story about how the Guard changed my life at 1-800-GO-GUARD.com.
Sponsored by the Colorado National Guard, aired by the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Confronting issues with an arsenal of opinion. J. Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Another one of my favorite songs. 8:53, 53 minutes past the hour. High today, 98, mostly sunny. AM 760 Progressive Talk. We're talking about the endangerment of the CD. And do you download music or do you buy CDs? What's your habit? And we've got three open lines here at 303-713-7600. Then after 9 o'clock, we're going to talk to Marwan Bishara about the Middle East. He is Palestinian, I believe, and is in New York City. He's back from the Middle East, and we'll talk to him about what's going on over there. But right now, I got three lines open at 303-713-7600 about CDs. And you buy CDs, because to me, it's a ritual, man. I love CDs, and I love to buy new music. Like a lot of my friends are into it too. So we swap emails about stuff. I've been bothered to ask my friends if they download.
And Jay, one of the interesting things is Denver has one of the greatest CD stores in the world. I'm not trying to give a free plug. But yeah, Twist and Shout is, I mean, you can get lost in there for hours and hours and hours. And I enjoy just going to the CD store, seeing what's coming out every Tuesday.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just my thing. I like buying CDs.
Yeah. And I got the big Lefty Brazil box set over there. All right, let's go to Brian in Denver. Brian, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning. Hey, Jay, I was going to talk to you about a couple of things about CDs. I download MP3s as well as CDs, but the thing I think they need to work on, there's a couple things. There's the compression. I know from iTunes it's 128K compression,
right?
Which is pretty noticeable quality loss from CD. And I don't know, for me, being a audiophile myself, that part really bothers me. And also, if you lose your MP3 file, you cannot re-download it. And I think if you have an account that shows, you know, what you've downloaded,
right,
you should be able to re-download it. And there's, you know, the other thing too is, like, you're mentioning Twist and Shout, and that's another thing that makes me, just out of a, I don't know, cause for their, you know, for their record store, it makes me go and buy CDs at their store, because I can go and see, you know, there's, I don't know, like all kinds of local shows and international shows that'll come through that'll be exclusive, you know, acoustic Twist and Shout shows. And, you know, I'll buy a CD while I'm there just to keep them, you know, just to support their business, I guess.
Yeah, well, you know, they've got everything, and it's a great place to shop, and I like to just go in there and just wander around and look at everything.
Absolutely.
And I never fail to buy something. I never fail to find something that, you know, that I want.
Yeah, true. And pretty much every time I've been there, too, you know, if I'm looking at a CD that I really like, and I'll ask somebody, you know, who's similar to this artist, and those guys know pretty much everything about everything in music. So.
But I didn't know about the compression thing on the iTunes stuff. I didn't realize that. But then again, once again, I don't download that much music.
Yeah, and as far as I know, I haven't seen any options to download it at any higher quality. You know, it looks like 128K is the only compression that you can choose. So.
Yeah, and you're right, that compression on that music makes it sound kind of funny.
Right.
All right, Brian, thanks, man. Appreciate the call.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, take care. Here's Kim in Aurora. Kim, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi, Kim.
Hi, love your show.
Thanks.
Thanks. Well, I buy CDs, but what I wanted to say is I was at Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young last night.
Right.
And they were great. These guys have been making music for, what, 4 decades?
Oh, yeah, easily.
And the new stuff, they did a lot of Neil's new stuff from Living With War, and it's so current and so important.
Right.
And I just wanted to make that statement, because there were people saying earlier that, you know, there's nothing good anymore. But you know what? Neil made a statement last night, and the crowd loved it.
Well, Neil's new album, Living With War, is fantastic. I love it.
And they had the giant peace sign behind the stage. It was wonderful.
That's great.
That's all I wanted to say. Thanks for what you do, Jay, okay?
Oh, Kim, thank you for being there.
You have a great day.
Okay, you too.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, that Neil Young album is just spectacular. Let's go to Rob in Longmont. Rob, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay. How you doing?
All right, man.
You know, I think for years I used to buy CDs. I mean, even during the whole kind of Napster area, I just never got into it. I liked the liner notes. I liked the CD. I liked the sort of physical, you know, the thing I could hold in my hand.
Right. But, and how about now?
I got to tell you, I've been converted. I probably haven't bought a CD in 6 months.
Oh, man.
It's a convenience thing. It's great because you got a song you're thinking about. I mean, just right now I'm thinking about In a God of the Vita.
Now you're going to go download it.
It's right there.
All right, I hate to cut you off because I'm out of time. I'm up against the clock here. But, Rob, thanks, man. Appreciate your call.
Thank you.
Take care. All right. We'll talk about the Middle East coming up next.
I'm John Hope Bryant, founder of Operation Hope.
I'm Andrew Young, spokesman for Operation Hope. You know, the challenge of our time is to make free enterprise and democracy work for ordinary people, people that don't have a guaranteed inheritance and that don't have a guaranteed job anymore.
Because it's not about making more money. It's about making better decisions with the money you make. If you need a little hope, call 877-592-HOPE, 877-592-4673.
One good deed deserves another. That's why Western Union offers the Gold Card Rewards Program. It's free to enroll, and every time you use your gold card to send a qualifying transaction, you earn points towards cool stuff like watches, cameras, gift cards, and discounts on Western Union fees. There's even a $150 gift check reward. So enroll today in the Gold Card Rewards Program at a Western Union agent location and start earning rewards. Rewards subject to change. Gold card benefits earned on qualifying Western Union money transfer and quick like transactions only. Visit a participating agent location for details and restrictions.
AM 760. Not just talk. This is where progressives come to talk. AKZ and Thornton Denver Boulder. And online at am760.net.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. As the intense fighting between Israel and Hezbollah rages on, the American exodus from Lebanon is underway, with more than 1,000 headed to safety aboard a chartered commercial cruise ship bound for Cyprus. In Larnaca, CBS News reporter Amy Gutman says the U.S. Embassy is scrambling to make accommodations.
It's the height of the summer tourist season, and hotel rooms are pretty scarce. They have held a couple of hundred hotel rooms for those Americans. They're also setting up what sounds like they may resemble refugee camps in the form of schools and fairgrounds filled with cots.
But not every American is leaving. Laura Gabriel of Methuen, Massachusetts, is one step away from finalizing the adoption of a Lebanese boy. Shows she is staying.
There's no mother in the world that is going to leave her son in a place that's being bombed. And I don't have anyone to leave him with. I don't know anyone here. And if I leave him, I will never see him again.
A U.S. Marine general overseeing the evacuation says 6,000 Americans will be out of Lebanon by this weekend. Israeli troops and Hezbollah fighters are clashing on the ground and the air. Israeli warplanes have struck repeatedly inside Lebanon, leaving at least 20 people dead. Guerrillas have fired more rockets into northern Israel. At least 2 people were killed in the town of Nazareth. CBS News correspondent Lara Logan is on the border.
What this shows is that even after all these days of constant bombardment from the skies by Israel and constant shelling from the ground, Hezbollah fighters are still in South Lebanon and still willing and able to take on the Israelis and fight back.
The Fed chief Ben Bernanke is on Capitol Hill this morning, and investors will be listening live to CBS News correspondent Bob Fuss.
Giving no clear signal that the unprecedented string of interest rate hikes by the Fed is over, Chairman Bernanke told Congress the slowing housing market and economic growth generally suggests inflation is under control. But there is a big worry with the skyrocketing price of oil.
Inflation has been higher than we anticipated in February, partly as a result of further sharp increases in the prices of energy and other commodities.
Bernanke was given a tongue-lashing by Kentucky Republican Senator Jim Bunning, who said the Fed has raised rates way too much and needs to stop. Live on Capitol Hill, Bob Fuss, CBS News.
And how is the stock market reacting? Well, right now the Dow is up 149 points. The Nasdaq is ahead 25. It was white-knuckle sailing.
It was a pretty scary event.
Howard Danoff, one of the 3,100 passengers aboard the Carnival Line's Crown Princess, which rolled abruptly yesterday, not long after leaving Port Canaveral, Florida, bound for New York City. At least 20 people suffered serious injuries. Dozens of others were not hurt as badly. Danoff says everyone pulled together.
It was kind of heartwarming in a way that all the passengers were helping each other, and the crew was right on top of it.
The Coast Guard says the crew reported steering problems before the accident. This is CBS News.
Where do you want to be?
I'll bet you a dollar if we look on Remax.com, we'll just find Remax listings.
I bet you're wrong.
Okay, let's see. Remax, Remax, somebody else, somebody else.
Looks like all the listings to me.
Why would Remax do that?
To give us consumers what we want.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, way cool.
Just like you.
Yeah, thanks, but you still owe me a dollar.
Find your perfect place. It's easier than ever at Remax.com. Nobody sells more real estate than Remax. Each office independently owned and operated.
If you want someone to tell you what you want to hear, we're not the place. But if you want someone to tell it like it is, come to Match.com.
You need to start making some different decisions and embracing some different strategies to get what you want.
Match.com is working with Dr. Phil, and our members are loving his insight. We'll show you who. He'll show you how. So come see what Match.com can do for you. Match.com, the number one site for love.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. The Make My Day law may apply to a shooting in Aurora yesterday. A resident of 1700 North Fulton shot and killed an intruder.
A critical element of the statute is that the occupant or persons inside the home have to believe that they are going to be injured or some physical force is going to be used against them at some point.
Detective Robert Friel says the resident is fully cooperating with the investigation. So far, no arrests have been made. An out-of-state expert will join the search today for a boy believed drowned in a Larimer County lake. Joe Chiaro reporting.
The search resumes this morning in Carter Lake for 2-year-old Shea Smith. An underwater expert from Massachusetts will join dive teams using high-tech sonar equipment. Shea fell overboard Saturday night from a boat he was on with his father and older brother. If sonar finds something that might be the toddler, crews will use a camera for a closer look.
The only sign of the boy so far has been his life jacket that was floating in the water. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Aaron O'Neill with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
And it looks like southbound I-25 starting to get much better after clearing off a multi-car accident approaching 104th Avenue. Those vehicles will be over to the shoulder. We're still kind of heavy in there, approaching 120th, getting down to 104th. But once you clear that, you're looking at a wide-open drive towards the downtown area. In fact, a lot of our highways have cleared up around town, including both directions of the Boulder Turnpike. Eastbound I-70 looks much better driving over from I-25. Looks like southbound 225 is loosened up from Colfax getting down to Alameda, but still a little bit busy from Yosemite down towards the Denver Tech Center merge. Weather for today, partly cloudy skies, but another high.
As a business owner, you know you have a good product or service, and you know if more people knew about it, your business would grow. CustomersAreListening.com makes radio advertising available to anyone who wants to tell more people about their business. That's why we've made advertising on the radio affordable and easy. All you do is visit CustomersAreListening.com and pick from 8 radio stations that you think your customers are listening to. If you're ready to take your business to the next level, visit CustomersAreListening.com.
Magic Mortgages. 0% interest. No payments for a year. Celebrity endorsements. Sound too good to be true?
It is. Get real. Think Waypoint Mortgage. A local direct lender with real options, real loan programs, and really low rates. Helping people buy their dream home or refinance their existing mortgage is all they do. If you're stuck in an ARM, Waypoint has the lowest fixed rate conversions in the industry. Call Waypoint Mortgage today. 303-741-6800.
Quality. Value. Design. Innovation. Customer satisfaction. Strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, tot lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid-400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player here and click on the banner, or visit EngleHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's EngleHomesColorado.com.
It attacked Lebanon 10 times over the last 25 years. And it's all it led to is more violence and more radicalism and extremism and Islamic fundamentalism in Lebanon as well as in the region. They say one of the definitions of madness is when you repeat the same thing always expecting a different result. And we had basically the same result over the last 20-some years of violence leading to more violence and that kind of a use of force leading to more extremism and leading to Hezbollah and Lebanon being what it is today. Perhaps Israel should try and you know, change strategies and find a different alternative, one that perhaps is more peaceful.
Do you think it's possible to get a negotiated peace and to get some kind of a negotiated settlement between radical Islam and Israel?
Well, fortunately, we do have elected governments both in Palestine and in Lebanon today. And those are, you know, Washington-supported. They are popularly supported within Palestine and within Lebanon. These governments are not only ready to negotiate the release of Israeli soldiers, but they also accept the general parameters of the international community, the UN Security Council resolutions, and a full recognition and normalization of relations with Israel in return for Israeli withdrawal of occupied territories. These were also cemented resolutions in the so-called Beirut Arab Summit in 2002, where every single Arab country has agreed to full normalization of relations with Israel in return of withdrawal. So we do have a diplomatic ground for which Israel can deal with the Arab neighbors.
Hezbollah taking the Israeli soldiers, all of this breaking out, is this all a result of the major powers, including this one, not paying attention to what's going on in that part of the region, more focused in on what's going on in Iraq and Iran?
Well, it seems that the issues in the region are interrelated. It seems that Israel is utilizing U.S. war in Iraq and Afghanistan to do its own wars in Palestine and Lebanon. And it's not hidden anymore from anyone that, you know, Iranian, Syrian, Lebanese, as well as Palestinian, Iraqi, Egyptian, all these questions are related. They are interrelated. We do have a transnational rather than international picture evolving in the Middle East, and I think the U.S. as well as Israel are involved on those four fronts, leading to more extremism. Perhaps they could win the conventional wars in Iraq or Afghanistan, and Israel perhaps can win the battles in Lebanon and Palestine. But on that third front, that front of the public opinion, both Israel and the U.S. has lost. They have lost the war on the minds and hearts of people, and unfortunately, the region is plunging into more war and extremism.
So in order to settle this and straighten it out, what would you do? What would be your first step?
Negotiations, negotiations, and negotiations.
But, you know, that should have been an ongoing problem. I mean, I contend, at least, that when what Hezbollah did was not right, but what the Israelis are doing is understandable but not right. But it seems to me that these negotiations and a Palestinian, a two-state solution should have been ongoing and should be ongoing and ongoing and ongoing and ongoing year in and year out, or we're never going to get out of this pattern of violence and revenge. It's never going to stop.
I agree with you 100%. The problem with Israeli withdrawal from Gaza, as well as the Israeli withdrawal from Lebanon in 2000, is that neither of these withdrawals or redeployments has taken place in negotiations with the government of Lebanon or the government of Palestine, and that is exactly the problem, is that these sorts of redeployments should take place by recognizing that there is the other, and the other is the Lebanese and the Palestinian government. Israel must negotiate with the Lebanese and Palestinian elected governments. That's how you support democracy, and that's how you bring out solutions to these complex problems.
Well, the Iranians and the Syrians are also not helping the situation, and with Ahmadinejad sitting over there yelling about how Israel should be wiped off the face of the earth, I mean, that's not going to help things either, is it?
That's true. That won't help things either. I think, by the way, that Ahmadinejad was misquoted or his quote was taken out of the context. He means that Israel as a Jewish expansionist state will not exist anymore. But regardless, I think Iranian radicalism has been reinforced by Israeli use of force, by those images now of Lebanon being bombarded, of Palestine being destroyed, I think these are the kinds of images, that kind of a U.S. policy in Iraq and that kind of a Israeli policy in Lebanon that is enforcing the kinds of the Ahmadinejad in the region. The problem, my problem with the Israeli use of force is that it's enforcing radicalism and extremism and not triumphing against extremism and radicalism.
Can the United States be an honest broker in the Middle East with its current situation in Iraq?
No, it cannot. It cannot be simply because it has given Israel a green light to destroy Palestine and Lebanon. You cannot be an honest broker when you give a green light because two Israeli soldiers were kidnapped and one Israeli soldier was kidnapped in Palestine. You don't give a green light to a state to destroy another state. When your soldiers are kidnapped, when a military post is attacked, you go to the UN Security Council and you ask for the UN Security Council to intervene. You don't destroy another country. That kind of disproportionate force is illegal under international law. America giving a green light to it will simply destroy any American credibility left in the region.
Does America have any credibility in the region?
I don't think it has any credibility anymore.
It's gone, washed out.
And I think that's actually unfortunate.
Then if it isn't America, who should it be? Who should be stepping there as an honest peace broker?
You know, generally speaking, it has always been the Security Council that's supposed to walk into these kinds of conflicts and try to bring back stability and peace.
But the Israelis don't particularly like the UN.
They don't, but that's their problem. The UN must, and that's the international community's responsibility and duty, is to bring peace and stability into different parts of the world. The international order since the Second World War is based on the UN Security Council. And the U.S. Security Council cannot be a junior partner of the United States. That is the problem with the Middle East for the last 15 years. We've tried the U.S. as an honest broker for 15 years, and it simply didn't work. We need a truly honest broker, one that can bring both parties together on the basis of full withdrawals from occupied territories, not on the basis of the expansion of the Israeli settlements and the West Bank, as we have seen over the last 10 years.
Do you know, there was a recent survey that I read, and I don't have the figures in front of me, but a good majority of people who were surveyed, I believe both Israeli and Palestinian, said that they believe that there would never be peace in their lifetime. Do you think there will be peace in your lifetime?
Well, you know, I'm a born optimist, so I have a different kind of problems. I think there will be peace. And I think it's a question of rationality. I think all the ducks are lined up. It has been clear to everyone that the solution is very simple and it's very obvious, except it has been ignored by the parties concerned. And that solution is withdrawal from occupied territories in return for peace and normalization of relations. If we can just bring the international community to put some pressure for the Arabs to accept, and they have 2002, and for Israel to accept full withdrawal for full recognition, I think we can live in a more peaceful, more stable, perhaps more democratic Middle East. If we're going to resort for force to resolve problems, we're not going to get anywhere.
I mean, this is getting close to lunacy. Don't you agree? I mean, this is spiraling out of control.
It is spiraling out of control, and the problem is that with this so-called war on terrorism, everyone is using it to further augment extremism and radicalism, as well as religious fundamentalism. If they don't ease up on the use of force, if they don't find different kind of solutions, geopolitical, economic solutions, political and diplomatic solutions to these kind of problems, I think simply it's going to get worse and worse. We've seen that for the last couple of years in Iraq. Now we've seen it in Lebanon and Palestine. As I said, when you repeat the same mistakes again and again, expecting different results but having the same result of radicalism, extremism, you try to have a change of heart and change of mind. You just simply shift gears. I think now the shifting of gears should be towards ceasefire, towards negotiated settlements, both for the questions of the soldiers, Israeli soldiers, as well as for the overall occupied Arab and Palestinian territories.
All right. Marwan Bashara, thank you so much for your time. Appreciate you being on the show this morning.
Thank you for having me.
All right. There's Marwan Bashara, and his current article is called Israel on the Offensive. It's in Nation Magazine. All right, it's 9:17, 17 minutes after 9, and we'll move to open phones at 303-713-7600. Anything you want to talk about, be it embryonic stem cell research, the Middle East, CDs versus downloading, whatever may be on your mind, hey, this is the time to do it. open phones. Anything you want to talk about is okay with me. It's been a great show this morning, so let's not stop now. 303-7...
Sir, what would you do without glass?
Well, I'd be picking a lot more bugs out of my teeth.
And you, ma'am?
I'd be able to walk around naked all day. Woo!
What do you like most about glass?
I like how, you can see through it.
And you?
I like how it holds beer.
But, as everyone knows, glass breaks. And when it does, call Shock Glass at 720-266-4914. They're the insurance specialist and will handle all the paperwork for you. Home, auto, or commercial, when glass breaks, think Shock Glass at 720-266-4914.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly, and most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new, built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-771-1875. You can even customize your building. You select the size, you select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-771-1875. Call Anthem Steel today, 1-800-771-1875. That's 1-800-771-1875.
So you're sitting at your desk, working for the man, making things happen. You're a star. Sure you are, and you deserve a new ride. Now, the boss won't be paying for those new wheels, but he won't mind you taking a few minutes to find them at CheaperForge.com. Over 800 vehicles, all makes and models, right here in Metro Denver. Domestics and imports, and always plenty of pickups and SUVs. All internet priced. Nobody's looking, so log on now to CheaperForge.com.
00. When it's time for a new roof, that's the only number you need. If your home needs a new roof this year, call Excel Roofing, Denver's most trusted roofer. We make it so easy. Your Excel Roofing project manager will take care of your job from start to finish. Excel Roofing has set the standard with our no payment until the job is finished and you are satisfied policy. Don't pay anyone in advance. This is the only way to have work done on your home. Call us today for a free in-home estimate at 303-761-6400. Excel is the original roofer on Tom Martino's referral list. When Tom Martino needed a new roof, he used Excel Roofing. You should do the same. Call us at 303-761-6400 or check us on the web at ExcelRoofing.com.
Excel Roofing, we're on top of it.
The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
21 minutes after 9 o'clock. High today, 99. Now a chance of showers in the forecast. Born under a bad sign, hit it.
Born under a bad sign.
Oh, I can still hit that post. It's open phones, 303-713-7600. Whatever you want to talk about, let's get it on here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Fridays we do 4 hours of open phones. And I got one line open at 303-713-7600. Let's go to Ernie in Denver. Ernie, you're on AM 760. Good morning. Good morning, Ernie.
Long time, first time. How's it going today?
How are you?
Oh, not too bad. Just enjoying the drive down Lowell here.
No, there you go.
Making some deliveries. Hey, I wanted to talk to you guys about a website that I currently go to like all the time. It's called Infowars.com.
Mm-hmm.
Alex Jones runs this website, and he also has another one, PrisonPlanet.com. You know, they talk about, you know, how our the Patriot Act, they break down the Patriot Act for everybody in terms that we can understand. and how, you know, our civil liberties are being taken away from us little by little, and people don't even realize it, you know. And, you know, I just want people to know, you know, that, you know, it's getting pretty scary out there. From half the stuff that I read, you know, and the protest that this guy, you know, hell holds, and he kind of gets me shaking in my boots sometimes, you know, and it's kind of scary reading some of the stuff that he comes up with, you know, that he, I don't know where he gets his, you know, info from, but, you know, he's got a lot of sources that, you know, tell you people on how, you know, the Fourth Amendment is being taken away from you, and, you know, and people don't even understand what the Fourth Amendment really says, you know, how, you know, when George Bush says he's above the law, you know, that's leading to dictatorship. You know, anytime you have a world leader saying that, you know, that they're above the law.
Well, this president feels that he is above the law.
Right, and then that's, you know, where and like I said, I get a lot of my information from that website, you know, and he's a really, really, really intelligent guy. I mean, he, you know, he appears regularly on Coast to Coast, you know, with George Norrie. You know, he scares me. Let's just say that. I mean, you know, from half the stuff he says, you know, it really scares me. And what's going on in this country? I'm afraid to live in this country anymore because it's turning into such a police state.
Well, first of all, there's no need to be scared. The thing you got to do is you got to get active. And one of the first things that you can do, because they're one of the organizations that fights this kind of stuff, is join the ACLU of Colorado. That's the first thing.
Okay.
You know, it doesn't cost that much to join, and you're joining a bunch of like-minded people who think like you do.
Right.
Who are determined to battle this, and you can go to the internet and look up ACLU of Colorado, and I believe you can join right there online, and that's
okay.
What you need to do. Don't get scared. Get active and get involved.
Yeah, see, and that's another thing. You know, I try to talk to my friends about this who are like hardcore Republican, you know, and they're just so blinded by what's going on in this country. And a buddy of mine, you know, says, you know, he's your president. You got to back your president's play. And I'm like, no, I didn't vote for the guy. He's your president.
No, the way to answer that is to say that I am not a subservient authoritarian, and I believe in the Constitution of the United States, and I believe in the laws as they're written. And the president of the United States is not following the laws. And if someone is breaking the laws, do you think that that's correct and that's right? And if they ask you what law, tell them, you know, he's broken the FISA court law. The American Bar Association has estimated that he's broken 750 laws.
Right, exactly. And I tried to explain that to him, and he's just so, you know, he just doesn't want to listen. Him and his dad, you know, are so hardcore Republican. They, you know, are always telling him, you got to back his play, you know, if it wasn't for him, you know, we wouldn't, you know.
No, that's just playing follow the leader.
Right. That's what I told him. I was like, you guys are following somebody that, you know, isn't taking us anywhere.
Well, what you got to do is give them specific examples,
right?
Of where laws have been broken. Well, you know, and that's what you need to do, and try to stare them dead in the face with it, and and say that in no time in the history of this country have civil liberties been so encroached, and has the law been so ignored in a quote unquote time of war? And is this really a time of war? I mean,
right.
You know, is this the same conditions and the same things as went on during World War II?
Right. Yeah, you can't compare, you know, like World War II and World War I to what's going on in today's world. Because, you know, I mean, in this world of we got today, you got terrorists, you know, dirty bombs, you know, suitcase bombs.
Yeah, but you know something, though? I thought about this. What is the chance of a dirty bomb or a suitcase bomb going off in the United States? I bet you there. I bet you if you look statistically, I bet you there's more chances that you and I get run over by a truck.
Right. Yeah. That's probably true about dirty bombs.
That's just that's fear being sown by the Republican Party. That's fear being sown by the GOP in order to get you to go along with this whole idea that we're under constant siege. Are we under threat? Yes, we're under threat. But you know something? It's not something we can't survive. We've made it through difficult times before, and I like to remind people that at the height of the Cuban Missile Crisis, when we had nuclear-tipped warheads pointed at American cities and pointed at the United States from the island of Cuba, John F. Kennedy didn't lose his head, the people around him didn't lose his head, and Americans didn't lose their heads. Why are we now suddenly losing our heads?
Right. Yeah, I think this president just doesn't know what he's talking about. I mean, you know, I heard yesterday that he has, like, actual four people making decisions for him. Four. you know, very important decisions, whether it be, you know, economics, you know, or, you know, war strategies. But he's got like four people, you know, making decisions for him. You know, if, I mean, if our own president can't make up his own mind on what to do, then I don't know why this guy is still in office. I mean, I'd really like to impeach this guy, you know, and throw the law that he's broken in his face, you know, and tell him, hey, you know, sorry, bro, you had your chance. You're out, you know?
Yeah, I'd like to see him impeached too. Ernie, thank you, man. Appreciate the call.
Take care, man.
All right, brother.
Bye-bye.
See ya. Let's go to Paul in Grand Lake. Paul, you're on AM 760. What's up?
Hey, Jay. Doing a great job.
Thanks.
Keep up the good work. I want to talk about the whole CD download music thing a little
sure.
bit.
Sure. Go ahead.
Without giving my age, I'm probably considered a little old school, you know?
Yeah.
And in my opinion, there was nothing better than opening up a vinyl album cover and putting it on the spinning it and, you know, looking at the artwork and checking out where, you know, where things were recorded and what kind of guest musicians were maybe on the album. Nowadays, you open up a CD, you look at the actual CD itself, and sometimes it doesn't even tell you who the artist is on it. So
I like the sound of vinyl.
Yeah, oh, it had a great, the analog, you know, sound was, you had the nice warmth to it. It was great, you know, and I still buy CDs, but, you know, kids these days don't understand what it was to buy an album. You know, a lot of times you bought it for one song, but there was always that little gem hiding in there on the, you know, the other side that you maybe didn't know about until you actually got around to playing it. So
I think, I think what some kids are doing, they're buying vinyl. I mean, as my producer John Turk pointed out to me, Widespread Panic has released their new stuff on vinyl. I mean, I think there are some kids who are out there buying vinyl, but you're right, there's not the appreciation of vinyl that there was during our generation. But I love CDs, and I hope they never go away, mainly because I have so damn many of them, and I'm acquiring more all the time, and it's like a passion with me.
Oh, yeah, I buy CDs all the time, too, but I really miss the artwork. You don't get the, you know, in a little 5x5 booklet that you get in the CD, you can't get the artwork that you used to get on the old album. So
yeah, album cover art used to be a big thing. You're right about that.
All right,
man. Thank you. I appreciate the call.
All right, keep up the good work, Jay.
Okay, you got it, brother. See you later.
Take care.
All right. One line open at 303-713-7600. Aaron O'Neill, what's your favorite CD of all time?
Oh my Lord, I don't know. That's hard to pick. That's hard to narrow down.
Oh, give a couple.
You got me. I mean, you really do.
You can't give us a couple that you listen to all the time on a regular basis?
Oh, boy. How about you?
How about me? Yeah. I would have to say Beggar's Banquet by the Rolling Stones.
Uh-huh.
Probably Gilded Palace of Sin by the Flying Burrito Brothers.
Oh, no.
Maybe something by Lefty Frizzell.
Who?
Lefty Frizzell.
Oh, okay.
Country singer.
Okay.
Those would have to be mine.
Yeah, constant repeat for you.
Yeah, I play their stuff a lot. Play those things a lot. You can't name me one?
How about Pink Floyd's Metal?
Okay, we'll take that.
Yeah, does that work for you?
Yeah, Pink Floyd works for me. Yeah, absolutely. Pink Floyd definitely works for me.
Right on.
All right, speaking of things working, how's traffic working?
Oh, boy, we're still struggling off that north end. Oh, my Lord, southbound I-25, awfully heavy from after 120th Avenue, getting down past Thornton Park. We had earlier problems at 104th, big multi-car crash. Looks like most of that wreckage is cleared over to the shoulder by now, but you're still struggling on that drive. You may want to use Washington or Huron East or West. The highway's your alternates there. Once you clear that, you're looking pretty good getting into downtown, and that drive through T-Rex north and southbound I-25 in pretty great shape right now, too. Also, clearing up eastbound I-70, that looks to be back to normal. If you're coming over from I-25, making that drive out towards the airport, Boulder Turnpike is back up to speed this time around. Looking at your weather today, partly cloudy, another hot one on tap. We're reaching...
like to think about it or plan for it, but you may one day need the help of a personal injury lawyer. When that time comes, you want a progressive trial lawyer. Mike Turner believes in and supports this station. With years of personal injury experience, Mike Turner fights corporations and insurance companies for real people every day. He's a trial lawyer and proud of it. Mike Turner is a progressive lawyer who will fight for you.
The law offices of Mike Turner, 303-300-1661, or on the web at miketurnerlaw.com.
I couldn't be happier with my Regency Bristol Windows. Hi, I'm Dave Logan. The decision to put in the Bristol triple pane window has saved me thousands of dollars. They guarantee that it will save you at least 47% on your energy bill, too. Log on to bristolwindows.com and register to win a house full of windows absolutely free. Call Regency Bristol Windows at 303-233-0833 or go to bristolwindows.com.
Find out how affordable quality can be.
That's 303-252-4444. And tune into The Real Estate Advocate right here, noon to 2 each Saturday.
Disembodied voices, silly little jingles, blathering announcers. You think you're tired of them? Think about us poor people who make ads for a living. So, here's our plan. You write the ad. Think back 2 years ago when Republican Congressman Marilyn Musgrave promised to do better. No more abandoning our veterans. No more favoring global corporations. No more covering for corrupt cronies in Washington. But we both know none of that happened. So on our website, ColoradansForLife.org, we've listed Musgrave's muffs. Dozens of ways Musgrave's muffed her responsibilities and hurt Colorado. Pick one that bugs you, or use a Marilyn muff of your own. Write a 60-second radio ad and send it to us. If we use your idea, we'll send you a gift, but more important, we'll send Marilyn Musgrave a message. Us ad writers have had it.
Paid for by Coloradans for Life.
If you thought you couldn't afford premium LASIK by Colorado's premier LASIK provider, your dreams of clear, natural vision are about to come true. Announcing Spivak Plus, Colorado's premier LASIK plan that gives you everything you ever wanted in a LASIK procedure at prices virtually everyone can afford. The unsurpassed experience of Spivak Vision Center. The safest, most proven LASIK technology available today. Plans that offer you the added confidence of our Spivak Vision for Life commitment. And 0% financing available. Our fees for Spivak Plus start at only $9.95. And with up to 18 months interest-free financing, we've got a LASIK plan for every budget, including yours. So stop waiting for LASIK and call Spivak Vision Center today at 303-C2020 about our Spivak Plus LASIK plan. That's 303-C2020. Or just go online at Spivak.com.
Hi, it's Al Franken. I'm coming up after Jay on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Eric Burton and the Animals
in the studio part of the city.
Good stuff.
When the sun refused.
9:35, high today 99. Chances of thunder showers in there. AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. It's open phones 303-713-7600. And it's nice to have you along. All right, let's go back to the phones. And Kevin in Fort Collins. Kevin, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hey, Kevin, how are you?
I totally enjoyed the show. And got to tell you, thank you for yesterday's debate with Ed Perlmutter, Peggy Lamb, and not to be forgotten, Herb. I tell you, those three were fantastic. And I thought you did a fantastic job of keeping the flow of the debate going. There was good questions from people calling in. And I have a winner and a co-winner, Jay. Do you want to hear them?
Yeah, sure, absolutely.
Okay, well, like I was telling Turk, I think Ed won the debate. But I'll tell you, Herb put in a strong performance. And the thing that knocked Peggy off the balloting for me was her support, and she didn't have a good reason why she didn't get her name off of Owens' support list of Democrats for Owens. And also, when I heard when Herb said that she had supported Danita Davis for Secretary of State, that was it right there, because Danita, as you know, is no longer our Secretary of State. Bush rewarded her for a great, great performance in 2004 and gave her a nice, cushy federal elections job. So that,
yeah, that was Ed that said that.
Yes, he said that about Peggy.
Right.
But she did, I mean, she didn't deny that she supported Danita Davis, which I think is, a poor thing for her to do. There's always a better alternative with a Democrat. And I'm like you, I always support the Democrats because look at the position we're in this country right now because of the Republicans. And I just wanted to thank you, too, for the explanation you gave that two callers ago, the guy that was trying to talk his friends into, voting Democrat and understanding what Bush is doing. One thing I would add that the kid should put on his list, or the guy should put on his list for ammunition against him is, and this really gets Republicans, they have a hard time explaining this. Just say that George Bush wanted to put the United Arab Emirates running 5 or 6 major ports in this country. And they just don't know what to say after that. And say, you know, he was going to veto any legislation against that. And they're just kind of speechless after that.
And yeah, I long to ask a Republican. I long to ask somebody who is a ardent follower of these right-wing authoritarians what they've actually done right. What has George W. Bush actually done that has really been right? What has he done? What single major thing has he done that has been correct, that's turned out okay? I mean, it seems like everything that he's gotten into has become a mess.
Well, that's a good point. My wife always brings that up. She goes, just ask the Republicans questions. Just ask them exactly like what you just said. Ask them, what do you like about Marilyn Musgrave? What has she done on the front page of the Denver Post today? She's supporting the gay marriage ban again, or trying to get support for that.
Lost.
And can't.
Yeah,
it
lost.
Yeah, and it lost. And so she's, you know, with all the problems we have in Colorado, not to mention the world, with this breakout, and then we got Newt Gingrich running around talking about World War III, like that's going
to
be a fun thing.
Well,
kind of a new adventure.
Yeah, he's trying to sow fear, because that's what they do.
Absolutely. And if I can't see how, matter of fact, I was talking to a young guy yesterday, and I said, how does this Middle East stuff grab you? Oh, I don't pay that much attention. I said, have you thought about a draft? What do you mean? I said, well, Newt Gingrich, a big Republican, he used to be the House Majority Leader. He's talking about the fact that we have World War III, and it's almost inevitable. I said, you know what that means. That's World War is everyone. I said, it's not going to be this, we just send the most unfortunate to Iraq and let them stay there forever. I said, you're looking at a draft. I says, you're perfect draft age. Oh, I never thought of that. I says, well, it's something to think about. I says, you've got a wartime president that's marching around the world, and he doesn't want to stop or slow this down or negotiate us out of it. I says, you might want to think about that. I says, do you vote? He says, oh, I do all the time. I says, well, I says, there is an alternative. I says, the Democrats want to negotiate, and they want to be more intelligent about this. I says, this guy looks at unfortunate situations and sees how he can make Halliburton or some of his military cronies a bunch of money.
Or how he can make political points out of sowing fear and distrust in Americans.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I have no doubt about that. All right, thanks, man.
Jay, I got to thank you again. That was a fabulous debate yesterday.
You got it.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Take care. Bye.
All right, here's Davis of Littleton, who says he can tell us what George Bush has done right. All right, Davis, go ahead, man. What has George Bush done right?
Morning, Jay. The tax cuts have been outstanding for this country. Tax revenues are way up. Unemployment is, 4.6% nationwide. Job growth is great. Economic expansion is great. So
no, that's not according to what's out today. Today, what's out from Brad Bernanke, or whatever his name is, who's head of the Federal Reserve,
Bernanke,
is that the economy is slowing down. And if you look at the breakdown of the tax cuts of how much people get and who gets rewarded with what.
It's not about rewarding. It's about growing the economy. You guys always look through this prism of what everybody gets.
Yeah, but you know something? How do you justify a situation which taxes work not well? Which taxes work not wealth, and that those people who make between $10,000 and $20,000 a year, how much do you think they get back under the Bush tax cut? Take a guess.
I don't have a figure for that.
You don't.
I'm telling you that
Let me tell you what it was. It was $2. While the average savings of those earning $1 million or more is $42,000. You think that's fair?
I think it's fair when all boats rise. Your liberal hero, John Kennedy, who really wasn't that liberal, his opinion of tax cuts was that a rising tide lifts all boats, and that's true. That's
well,
correct.
You know
that's
what?
Why John Kennedy cut the marginal tax rate from the highest rate from 76% when he took over.
But he didn't oversee unbelievable, unfair tax cuts like we see now where a rising tide raises all yachts, and that particularly sitting in a situation where we're in a wartime. Were we in wartime at that time when he did that?
No, but we were in the Cold War, and it was actually more expensive at that time than what we're going through now.
I'm sorry. We're spending more now on Iraq than we are in Vietnam.
The economy's great. Unemployment's low. GDP's up every quarter. And by the way, we have not
down. The average worker's salary hasn't risen in how many years now? It's been stagnant. CEOs now make 384 times that of the average worker.
Jay, we haven't been attacked since 9/11. I think that's a great success.
I think that's an accident. Of course, complete accident.
There's no talking to a liberal. You have a good day.
Yeah, there's no talking to a Republican either. Okay? I mean, you know, you can talk all of that economic mumbo-jumbo all you want. But the average person out there in America is suffering. And poverty now, by the way, has grown under George Bush more than it has under Bill Clinton. And I didn't bring up to Davis, what happened to the deficit that we once had? It was a surplus, right? Now it's a deficit? How did that happen? Oops. Let's go to David. Oh, we got to take a break? All right. 9:43, 17 minutes away from 10 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Usually when somebody says there's no talking to a liberal, and, you know, the liberal business doesn't...
Running a small business is like raising a child. You nurture it, giving up your time and energy just to make sure it grows and stays healthy. You sacrifice yourself to give it every chance at success. But if you haven't incorporated yet, it could all disappear in an instant, taking with it your personal assets like your car, your life savings, even your home. Fortunately, incorporating your business is fast and easy. In fact, you can do it in just 10 minutes. And there's an easy way to find out more. Just request a free guide today and learn about the wonderful benefits of incorporation from the Company Corporation. We don't offer legal or financial advice, but we have been helping people incorporate for over 100 years. Call 1-800-499-8458. Protect your family and personal assets by forming a corporation or limited liability company. Take your first step by requesting a free guide. Call 1-800-499-8458. 1-800-499-8458. That's 1-800-499-8458.
It's today at Coors Field, ColoradoRockies.com, or by calling 1-800-388-ROCK.
Grease up those bike gears and get ready to ride with the bus. Join AM 760 Progressive Talk on Sunday, September 10th for the 4th Annual Buffalo Bicycle Classic. Choose from 5 different routes through scenic Boulder and Larimer counties. And enjoy a post-race celebration, including entertainment and a pasta buffet. Proceeds raised will benefit the University of Colorado College of Arts and Sciences Scholarship Fund. For more information and race day details, log on to am760.net.
Can't stand George W. Bush? The Bush-Cheney bumper stickers make you cringe. At All American Vogue, we carry a large selection of anti-Bush magnets, T-shirts, buttons, bumper stickers, dartboards, and a whole lot more. We have great gifts for the politically conscious and unconscious. Come support All American Vogue so that we can continue to support Progressive Talk, AM 760. Come see us at 10 South Broadway, one block south of First Avenue at Ellsworth, or call 7 days a week, 303-733-4140.
If you're going to internet date, I think you have to be a little careful. I learned the hard way. I had an online romance with Cityboy 284 for 7 weeks. We shared our innermost thoughts, our fantasies, you name it. We were so nervous to meet, so we just kept putting it off. 342 emails later, we decided to meet at a sushi restaurant downtown. I walked in, looked around, and then I saw him. Sitting alone.
The thing about someone's story, you want it to keep going. Drive the safest car you can. Volvo for life. As part of Volvo's year-end sales event, lease a new XC90 V8 all-wheel drive for $389 a month for 24 months. $3,904 due at signing. Taxes, title, registration fees extra. Call 877-24-VOLVO for details. Visit your Denver area Volvo retailer before this lease offer ends. Speaking of endings, hear the rest of the story at DenverVolvoDealers.com.
There's only one thing sweeter than the luxury of a 4-star hotel, knowing that you got it for a 2-star price. After all, there are deals to be had, and why shouldn't you have them?
At Hotwire.com, we guarantee the best deals on 3- and 4-star hotel rooms. How do we do it? Hotwire.com has special deals with 3- and 4-star hotels. When they have unsold hotel rooms, they give them to Hotwire.com, and we give them to you at prices lower than any other travel site, guaranteed. Like 4 stars in Denver, Travelocity price $139, Hotwire.com price just $93, or 4 stars in San Francisco, Orbitz price $149, Hotwire.com price just $94. Log on to Hotwire.com now, because a few hundred dollars saved on your hotel room is a few hundred dollars you can spend painting the town. Hotwire.com. Live large, travel smart. Hotwire's booking process differs from fixed travel sites. Exact hotel disclosed after booking. All bookings final. Rate subject to change in availability, not including tax recovery charges or fees. Guaranteed details on site.
Vision, Eggs, and J. Marvin on AM 760 in the morning.
Progressive Talk.
Well, how about the dead? For all you dead heads. 48 minutes after 9. High today, 98 or 99, and a chance of some thunder showers. It's open phones, 303-713-7600. Let's get back on the phones, and we go to Matt in Fort Collins. Matt, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks for letting me out there, Jay.
Sure.
Hey, I was wondering if you might let me point you towards a couple things.
Yeah.
First of all, as far as music's concerned, I think albums and CDs are much more the way to go if you're a fan of music, because downloading seems to take away from the overall body of work and artistic value of what musicians and people that create music are doing, as far as I'm concerned.
Okay.
But and also, as far as radio, playing good music, I live in Fort Collins. I work for the community radio station up here, and we play all kinds of stuff that doesn't necessarily get heard by the mainstream and isn't played on corporate radio. And when people talk about music that is relevant and means something, you know, you gotta seek that kind of stuff out. And if you have a community radio station in your area, you know, that's really the kind of place to go for.
Well, I got all I need. I got my CD player.
Right.
I got my CD player, man. And you know what? I got that, and I got various music magazines, and you know, that's all I need.
Right. Well, can I tell you about one other thing? Because I know you're a fan of old country music.
Sure.
Can I point you towards a band?
Yeah.
The band is called Matt Campbell and His Bottom Line Band, and it is old country and folk music and protest music and music that's relevant to society today. And if anybody goes on Google or anything, just look up Matt Campbell and His Bottom Line Band, and I'm sure it'll point you towards the site. And there's a song called That Ain't You, Lord, which is a country, old country gospel song that I think that you would really, really enjoy, Jay. It goes right along with all the things that you seem to believe and that you're talking about.
All right, I'll definitely check it out, man.
Check it out.
All right, brother. Thanks.
Thanks for the time.
All right. Let's go to, where are we going here? Let's go to Ellen in Denver. Ellen, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning, Jay.
Hi there.
This might not be a sexy call, but maybe it will. I thought of doing this by email, but after listening to that financial Kool-Aid drinker a few minutes back, I was wondering if maybe you could get someone on the show. I got into an argument, well, you know, I love her, but yeah, an argument, with a friend of mine who went back to that old cliche that the reason Clinton had such a good economy was because of Reagan. I don't know what the hell they're talking about when they say that. But I'm so tired of people who confuse the economy with the deficit. The two are linked. But to what degree? They're two different things. I'm sick and tired of people who say, well, they're economic indicators.
Well, the economy would prefigure how much revenue the government would collect.
Yeah, but you know what? You can have a great economy and still spend the U.S. budget deficit into oblivion.
Yeah, well, which is what this guy did at the beginning of his term.
And I would love to be able to get some. You know, can you get someone who can make the budgetary issues like that easily digestible so the next time you're talking to a ditto head, you know, the economy could be a lot, the economy apart from the deficit, the overall economy could be a lot worse than it is. I'm kind of surprised. But the fact of the matter is, it could be sunshine, rainbows, and lollipops as far as how much money people are spending at the Walmart and the interest rates and the price of gas on the gallon, and you can still do something like this expletive war and go from a surplus to the large. What does he have? The four largest deficits in U.S. history consecutively?
Fourth largest, yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, I'm so sick and tired of hearing that, Well, Clinton really wasn't all that great because the economy, the reason the economy was good because of Reagan, forget the economy. He took a deficit gave us a surplus.
Those are all GOP talking points. Just like that guy who said, well, I can't talk to a liberal anymore. You know, there's no sense in talking to a liberal. That's like
Tantamount. You're right.
That's Tantamount saying, well, I've run out of ammunition because he knows it's wrong. He knows those tax cuts are wrong. He knows that there are people in a wealth group he knows that we're living with an administration that wants to tax work, not wealth, and he knows that that the tax cuts that they just don't work. And if you ask people on the ground who are involved in the economy today, more and more of them are shaking, more and more of them are worried, and they're having trouble paying for the high price of gasoline. I mean, you know, we're average workers' wages have not risen in God knows how long; they've stayed flat. I mean, you know, he's one of those people. But
these are the same people. They don't like the Kennedys because they're rich, so they think liberals are bad because they're rich. Who don't know about Joe Sixpack? Well, the Kennedys and liberals like them might have been rich, but what did they do? Oh, they did things to help the poor. And now they're supporting people who have no clue what reality is, and they hate the poor.
Well, let me tell you something. Here's where these people can't read the tea leaves. The GOP, the hierarchy of the GOP, their constituents are the rich.
Yeah.
Their constituents are the elitists. Their constituents are elite snobs and big corporations.
Who are making 300 times more than you
and me. That's right, 381 times more, 385 times more. Those are the people that support the GOP, not the person who brings home $10,000, $20,000, $30,000, and $40,000 a year. They're disenfranchised from the GOP's operating principles. The GOP's operating principles are to enrich they're rich contributors, and there isn't anybody who makes $40,000 a year that's contributing any money of any size to the GOP.
No,
that's
they
what
can't.
We're talking about. Well, they can't. That's right. So that's what we're talking about. Ellen, thank you. I appreciate it. Thanks.
Thank you.
Okay. Let's go to Eric in Denver. Eric, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. Love the show. I have
thank
a couple
you.
Things to say about that guy, that conservative who called you a few minutes ago to talk about the things that Bush did right with tax cuts in 9/11. Two things, real quick. One, when he's talking about tax cuts, he ignores, probably deliberately, you know, the overall economic policy. So it's not so much what tax cuts did, and even that's kind of tricky, and you're right to question him on that. But there are a couple things you have to ask yourself. What's happened with poverty? Are there more people in poverty now than George Bush?
Yeah, there's more people now than Bill Clinton. Right.
Well, more on the point, what about children in poverty? Have them talk about
more.
That.
More.
What has Bush done for children in poverty? You
nothing.
Love the tax cuts? Look at that. Another thing. I heard I was reading a couple of weeks ago how the United States has the second highest infant mortality rate in the developed world.
That's right.
West. What has Bush done about that? Take your tax cuts and answer that question, Mr. GOP guy. And what about health care costs? What's Bush doing about that?
Nothing.
Because he cares more about tax cuts than helping people take care of their families and their children. So if Bush is doing so great with your tax cuts, I'd like to hear his response to that, and I hope he calls you back and addresses these issues. On 9/11, I think you were absolutely right to say that the fact that we haven't been attacked since then has been kind of an accident. And I think you're backed up by this point. What has Bush done to secure our borders?
He hasn't
what
done,
has he done?
Done nothing. He hasn't
and
done
that's
the Republicans have done nothing to check the containers coming into the ports. Done
absolutely.
Nothing to secure the borders. I mean, the borders should have been secured long before the immigration debate ever got underway. You know what? And I'll tell you what he's done with 9/11. Let me tell you what he's done with 9/11. He's used it to sow fear and to create an enemy and to push his radical right agenda on this country. And his thoughts are out of the mainstream of America, and it's going to reflect it at the polls in November.
I hope so. And exactly, in my mind, it's a matter of competence. When he got that report, the presidential daily briefing in August of 2001, that said Osama bin Laden determined to attack the United States. I've talked about this with a lot of friends of mine. They say, you only say that because you hate Bush. No, I say this because it's a question of competence. His father would not have ignored this.
No.
His father was a Republican, but his father was actually qualified to be president of the United States through experience, and he was a smart man. And he read, unlike his son, and George Herbert Walker Bush didn't revel in his ignorance. Bill Clinton wouldn't have let this happen. I don't think the people around Ronald Reagan would have ignored that presidential daily briefing. And I know, since he likes to mention John Kennedy, that John Kennedy wouldn't have let this happen. We were attacked on 9/11 by 18 guys with box cutters.
Yep, because
you
we
can't
let,
stop
because this,
that.
Because this administration let it happen.
Yeah, exactly. If you can stop that now, you certainly could have stopped it between August and September 11th, 2001. That's all I got to say, Jay.
All right,
thanks
man.
A lot.
Take care. Let's go to David in Denver. David, you're on AM 760.
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Hey, one point I wanted to make whenever anybody uses unemployment figures as any kind of argument for anything other than budgeting is that those unemployment figures are for current, current beneficiaries of unemployment benefits.
Yeah, they don't count people who are out of the system.
Yeah, once you fall off the back end, once your benefits run out, you're no longer unemployed, even if you don't have a job.
That's right, you don't count.
And, it boggles my mind that people use those figures at all, because those very figures could counter their own arguments. More and more people are falling off the back end without getting a new job.
Yeah, I agree. Well, I mean, you heard him, so you make of it what you want. I mean, that's the only thing he can go to is those GOP talking points, and they just don't bear. They don't bear out. They don't prove out. And as a matter of fact, I would be. I respect his opinion, but I just don't happen to agree with him. David, thank you, man. I appreciate the call.
Thanks for your time.
Okay.
Bye.
All right, that's it for today. More on the stem cell veto, which is probably coming down, the embryonic stem cell veto, which is probably coming down this afternoon from George W. Bush, which puts him, of course, out of the mainstream. We'll talk more about that. And also, how about this? Should churches who get caught politicking, should they lose?
As a business owner, you know you have a good product or service, and you know if more people knew about it, your business would grow. CustomersAreListening.com makes radio advertising available to anyone who wants to tell more people about their business. We believe you shouldn't have to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars to advertise on the radio. That's why we've made advertising on the radio affordable and easy by giving you the chance to shop for radio in a no-pressure environment where you can decide how much you want to spend and where you want to spend it. We keep your costs low by offering a smaller number of commercials and letting you pick the customers that you want to reach. All you do is visit CustomersAreListening.com and pick from 8 radio stations that you think your customers are listening to. If you're ready to take your business to the next level, visit CustomersAreListening.com. That's CustomersAreListening.com.
Up Broadway, one block south of First Avenue at Ellsworth, or